The Southern Anglers Radio Show is sponsored by Cam Business Concepts.
And my buddy goes, "You want to go fishing in the morning?" I'm like, "Daggone, get enough." Right? And he said, "Well, we need to be on the lake at 5 a.m. Come again."
It's time to drop your line in the water and hook up with the Southern Anglers Radio Show.
Went fishing one time for catfish using shrimp as bait, which makes no sense at all. Does that make any sense? Fishing for a fish that's $2 a pound with a fish that's $9.99 a pound?
If you've got something working this morning, then why not share with your fellow fishermen? Call us up at 843-652-3776.
Boca Raton, that's one of those words I just like to say. It's a Boca Raton.
Is it Boca Raton?
You can say it like all suave, like Boca Raton. You know, it's like kind of a cool word to say.
Fishing advice, boating safety tips, and the latest news with area events centered around the water, all coming up over the next 2 hours.
When I got into television, he was pretty much my idol. And I really wanted to be Jose Wahebe, but I was a little too short and a lot too heavy.
Your hosts for Southern Anglers Radio, Captain E and Kenny Moore.
Good morning, fishheads. The Southern Anglers Radio Show is on the air.
That's right. Broadcasting from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota. And as you all probably know, we took a week off.
Yes, we did. We didn't figure there'd be anybody listening anyhow, considering the circumstances of last Saturday.
Gosh.
Which, unfortunately, a lot of folks are still feeling there, partner.
Still feeling it. And it's getting worse for a lot of our listeners, a lot of our good friends on the Waccamaw River and the other rivers, and they're in our thoughts.
Yes, they are.
I tell you what, overall, I don't want to see a Category 2 ever.
I wasn't here for it, man.
I know.
But I would have been. You
were smart.
That's right. You know, we had already had a trip planned to go visit our youngin' up in Virginia last weekend, so we didn't cancel our trip. We went on and made our trip.
And I'm glad you did.
Me too. After what I heard, man, because we were going to stay. It wouldn't have been for that. We'd have stayed.
Yeah, y'all left Friday, right? Early morning?
We left real early Friday morning.
Yeah.
And, but from what I heard, I mean, some of the old-timers here said that was pretty wicked. So I'm like you. If it's that bad, I don't think I would have. I'm kind of glad I was going.
Well, you know, I think my thought process on it was, if you watched all during the week their forecast, how it changed, how it bounced around, danced around here, there, you know, they got it pretty close, but I don't, they're saying that the eye came in around McClellanville and went up and came out at, Little River, somewhere up there. I'm glad I evacuated from the inlet and went out to my brother's.
Yeah, your house is pretty close to the water.
Yeah, we're close.
I was worried about everybody down there, you know, all of our familiar places. You know, it was, I was following on the news, you know, up there the whole time. I was like, I just couldn't really, it was hard to even stop watching.
It was incredible exactly. When I saw the Weather Channel broadcasting from our good friends at Crazy Sisters parking lot.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
Man.
The waves breaking up there. But I tell you what, they've got it back, put back together.
It's amazing how quick some of it, you know, we're watching the Masters Club big screen TV right here.
Yeah.
And they're showing on PD 15.
Yep.
They're showing some still flooded areas, you know, so not everybody's back together, but the folks that have, it's amazing how quickly a lot of these businesses like Crazy Sister Marina and Martin Quay and those places really put it back together quick.
Big Dave. Had it bad.
Yeah, he sure did.
He's back up and running. He was back up the next day.
Tossed his ice machine around like a Lego.
Exactly. The power, you know what? I've been working my butt off this week.
Have you now?
Yes.
Yeah, you've been doing a lot of storm cleanup.
Yeah, I've been working with our good buddy Mike Brady.
Uh-huh.
And I was, you know, down on the ocean front the day after with him. He had boarded up some houses, and we did some work getting those down. And it's amazing. And watching it, it's not about the power of the wind over there. It's about the water. It's just incredible watching it pick up complete whole decks as one piece and moving them 20 feet.
Yeah, that is incredible. You know, and that's the other thing. You know, there's going to be a lot of beach restoration needing done.
Oh, boy. If you go to those public accesses right now and you look at those mounds of sand that have to be sifted.
Uh-huh.
And
put back out there where they go.
They have to be sifted before they go out because of anything that, you know, could be in that sand.
Right.
That
you want a nice, perfect, clean beach, of course.
Exactly. Yeah. We do want a clean beach. But they're working hard at it. And You know, you've had some, got some great stories. You got, you know, the National Guard was here in town doing a lot, and the Red Cross. My good buddy Tommy Bennett works with the Red Cross. I think you met Tommy.
I have.
Works with Red Cross, and you know, he's been working with them nonstop since it started. He just got back from Louisiana, where he was out there for a while.
Yeah.
But you know what? We're South Carolina strong. We'll get everything put back together, and we'll get through this.
Yeah.
And there's people catching fish.
That's amazing, you know. Hey, we got to give a shout out to Remy too, real quick.
Good morning,
Remy, the producer. He's here with us this morning, folks.
Yeah.
my mic wasn't on. Good morning, guys.
There you go.
Good morning.
Good morning, brother.
And Remy, I asked him, you know, he made it through the storm okay. Him and his family, they did all right.
Good.
Yeah. So that's good. I always ask, you know, everybody asks each other that right now, and we're glad Remy was able to make it today.
Yep. Glad you're here, buddy. Glad you're here.
We all enjoyed that one weekend off.
Glad
we
to be
call
here.
It, enjoying it.
When Pat said, Pat called me on like Wednesday, like, hey man, or Tuesday, said, hey man, I'm bugging out. I don't think I'm going to have a show Saturday. I'm like, no, we don't think we are either.
No, that was a good call. People have, I'm sure people had a lot better things to do than listen to the radio last Saturday.
Yeah, no, nobody needed to endanger themselves to get in here.
I'm sure that the, you know, we had some hardcore fish heads of ours that, you know, turned on the radio and was like, where are they at?
Yep.
Where'd
they
go?
I did get to get on the radio Saturday. I was on with our buddies in the Upstate Outdoors.
Is that right?
Yeah, I was their Grand Strand Captain Cantori.
Oh, giving the weather report, huh?
Yeah, man. I did a segment.
That was at what, noon?
I did it at 12:15 last Saturday.
Well, this show starts at noon, don't it?
Yeah, they're noon to two. Mm-hmm. They get to sleep in.
They
or
do.
Noon to one. Are they 2 hours? I can't remember.
No,
yeah, noon,
they're 2 hours, yeah.
Yeah, noon to
I think
two.
So.
But, yeah, it was funny. Everybody said, man, those guys are country that listened in.
Uh-huh.
They said, they're country. I said, oh, dude, they are some good old country boys.
But yeah, them guys are great, man. Them guys are great.
I was, you know, giving them a little update on it. Then we talked about our forecasts after the storm for fishing. And, you know, I've been amazed at the numbers of fish that I've seen on Facebook.
Me too. You know, unfortunately, I haven't gotten a chance to go out there and go fishing.
Me neither.
Since we got back, and since, you know, the whole storm thing, and can't wait to get out there and do it though.
I'm gonna tell you, I'm so sore.
Yeah.
I've got things on my body I didn't know ever even existed, but I am sore from picking up debris and cutting. But I love getting on that lawnmower and going back.
Is it one of them zero turn ones?
Oh God, yeah. Mike's. Oh yeah.
Those things look fun.
I get on it and just want to drive it. I just want to drive it around. Hell, I drove it down Burles Inlet Road the other day.
Is it one of those fast ones?
It's pretty fast. But
yeah, I've seen some.
He's got
like
it turned
to 40 or something.
Yeah, he keeps it down, but he doesn't like to run it wide open. But yeah, it's fast. But I tell you, it's been amazing. The Garden City's, you know, starting to get back to somewhat manageable.
Yeah.
But if you go down Dogwood and look at the piles of refrigerators and washing machines and things that were under those houses that got that surge.
Yeah, once again, they're showing it on the Masters Club big screen TV. Look at that.
Look at that.
That is a pile of debris. I don't know where that's at. They're showing it right now on the PD-15. But that was a big old pile of stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was. I tell you, we were told that that the state is sending groups into. Have you heard this through your HOA? Are they going to come? Could you stack your debris out by the road?
Oh no, I already got rid of it.
Okay.
No, but I did see like some kind of, it was a disaster relief truck came through my neighborhood the other day. And, like, you know, there was nothing. You know, but my neighborhood was lucky. We're normal.
Right.
Which we got really lucky, but.
The pond, well, you weren't here, so you
we weren't here.
But
we didn't lose any power. My neighbor was keeping us updated, sending pictures and videos that during the storm. He actually pretty much stayed outside during the whole thing.
So you guys never lost power?
Nope.
Oh man.
No, we got real lucky. Now the people just down the road from us, you know, did.
Yeah, there's a lot of people still without.
Yeah, and they went without for like 5 days, I think, down there, and that was pretty close to our house. So we didn't have anything happen to our house except for, I think I told you, the siding.
Yeah.
On one side of our house peeled back like a banana. It looked really funny.
Well, I got lucky. We were on, it was Wednesday. I finally got my hands on a generator, and then we got power back on Thursday. Yeah, it was a long time.
Ooh.
Yeah, and unfortunately, some fish that I thought was doing okay in there, it didn't do okay.
Did not do okay.
No, I thought it was doing fine, and I'd stacked so much ice in there with it.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was going to be fine, and I started going through it yesterday, and some of it, I had to
toss. Go, huh?
Yeah, freezer burn from where it
thawed. You can only grill so much.
Yes, exactly. I know. So, unfortunately, let's see. It was king mackerel, which isn't a bad thing. Yeah. If I was going to lose anything in that freezer, I didn't want to lose the tuna or the mahi.
Or sheep's head or black drum or anything like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we were supposed to cook fish last night.
That's
somebody
right.
was late.
Uh-huh.
We've got pompano over there.
Uh-huh.
Lots of it. So
I haven't ate a pompano in a long time.
I think we're supposed
to
cook it tonight. So.
Oh, yeah? That's what I hear, yeah. Reschedule the fish fry for tonight.
Yeah, but we were a little worn out.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were a little tired. But
yeah, that manual labor, man.
I know. Oh, boy.
What in the world? You're getting a workout this week.
Yep.
Hey, but that's nice of you, man. Get out there and get involved in that cleanup effort like that.
Well, you know what? There's nothing else to do. I mean, I'm scared to death to go in the inlet. I'm you know, even today I was thinking about maybe going for a quick drive around the inlet.
Uh-huh.
But I know how many docks are out there floating around,
yep.
submerged. You
uh-huh.
know, I've seen them. They're in yards yep. across the inlet.
I've already been asked the question about, like, sandbars.
Yep.
You know.
Are they going to shift?
Yes. Have they shifted? People's asked me that, called me and asked me, you know. Well, I said, I can't tell you yet because I haven't been out there.
You know, that's a point that somebody brought up. That sandbar that's outside of our Merle's Inlet jetties, the big one that runs out.
Oh, yeah. The one that's about half a mile or three-quarters
yeah.
of a mile out there.
They were asking if that one might have gotten influenced.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
That's a good sandbar.
That's
I think any sandbar that sits outside of an inlet or a channel like that, it'll hold fish.
Oh, yeah.
You can troll back and forth around. And I do that all – everybody does that, I think, on that particular sandbar. You catch Spanish mackerel right there.
Spanish. Oh, yeah. And I don't know why we haven't ever flounder fished it. I've thought
you know,
about
that's
it.
That's a heck of an idea,
it.
Actually.
On that deep side.
Uh-huh.
I bet it's really good.
When that current's flowing over it, you know it, man. You know it.
But I saw Big Dave put up some pictures. Some you know, I've been hearing about the bull reds. You know, Mark Dixon, Jason Burton, all those guys are catching them. Patrick Kelly catching them up in Little River Steel. And been hearing about those. And then Big Dave put a picture up of four really nice trout.
Uh-huh. I saw that. The trout.
Four really nice trout.
I'll tell you, we're not too far away from, you know, that wintertime trout bite's awesome.
Oh, I know. I talked to one of the chases, the infamous chases that work really hard to get out there and catch some big trout from the rocks. And he's excited. He's ready to go.
He's been calling me quite a bit here lately. We want to go. We're planning a fishing trip together.
Y'all going to do a kayak something, aren't you?
Perhaps. Yeah.
Trying for the bull reds.
We'll be going with our good buddy Mike Eady, too, who's listening right now. Talked to him yesterday.
Hey, Mike Eady.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, but I actually got invited to go on a trip with him today, this afternoon.
Ooh.
But it was like an overnighter, come back tomorrow, up there to, I forget that place. It's in North Carolina.
Ocracoke?
No. There was a kayak tournament there, but they had to get it got canceled because of the storm. But yeah, but he was just going up there to fun fishing with some buddies up there that had a beach house, man. And I said, boy, I'd love to win, but nah, I'm not gonna be able to go.
Oh boy,
unfortunately.
They're
gonna be targeting reds, and said I'd love to latch onto one of them bull reds on a kayak, man.
He posted a picture of a nice trip in Merle's Inlet this week. He went out with Mike Ketchman,
uh-huh.
and his dad. He had some nice reds and some flounder.
Yeah.
And last night over the bonfire, I heard Lee talking about. He had, Alan. Heard Alan saying that he had caught seven or eight flounder the day before, with a couple keepers. So.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing I thought about, you know, with the storm, especially since it wasn't like a super big storm or anything. I couldn't get my mind off how the fishing was going to be, how it was going to affect the fishing. And I've gotten asked, that's another question I've gotten asked a lot.
What
are the fish going to do, you know?
Afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or how's it going to affect them? And that's another one I had to unfortunately say, well, I'll let you know.
Yeah, I actually had that conversation while I was and Billy, I know you're listening. Thank you so much. But while we were out working the other day, a gentleman's house we were at, he goes, wait a minute. I know you. You're from the radio show. Like, yeah. We had a conversation about what fishing is going to be like afterwards. And then we talked about Dancing Joe. It was in Joe's neighborhood. We were talking about Dancing Joe.
Dancing Joe.
But I want to try and get down to Georgetown as soon as possible and give it a shot because Mike Brady keeps saying, oh, we're not going to catch anything. They're all gone down there. I just want to go and go fish. I'm not going to fish the inside of the jetties down there because of all the debris that'll be floating through it.
Yeah.
Like Mike said, you know, you're tied up, anchored up, and all of a sudden a log comes through.
Oh,
bam, you're done.
Man. Yeah, I heard that'll take you out in a heartbeat.
Yep.
If a log catches your anchor rope.
Yep.
out there. And that current does hum on those jetties in Georgetown, let me tell you.
And it's only going to be more now.
Yeah, you got that right for a while, unfortunately.
With all that water coming out of the Waccamaw, you know?
Yeah. You know what time it is?
It is time to pay some bills. We come back. You got a big week planned.
Big week, man.
You're heading out.
Big week coming up again.
I do, too. I can't wait.
All right, folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back here on the Southern Anglers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine. America is fishing, it's clear. Everyone's going coastal. You'll see what we mean. If you fish or boat in America, it's in Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat. Seven Seas Seafood Market.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy six wings, get six free. Half-price appetizers at the bar. $1 off premium drinks. $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet.
Sparks Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5 Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7-liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000 pounds. The Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com and come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Hi folks, Berlin Wolf here with Carolina Cool. Over the years, we have grown with this community we call ours. We love the Grand Strand, and the Grand Strand loves us as we continue to grow as a result of our fair pricing, our same-day quality service, our flexible relationship management, our community giving and involvement, and our local ownership and connection. If you want a pleasant experience with any repair of your mechanical systems in your home or office, including your HVAC, plumbing, electrical, generators, or indoor air quality, please call. We consult, we educate, we follow up, and we make sure you're happy. With over 120 top-notch caring employees, we are here to serve, and we back it up with 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. When systems fail, call us for comfort at 238-5805. Now that's cool.
Carolina Cool. That's cool.
If it was called catching, we'd all be out of a job. The latest tips to help with your fishing adventure this weekend are coming your way right now on Southern Anglers Radio.
All right, Fishheads, we are back.
That's right. We're broadcasting from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota, where the dealer's always in. And the folks from Sparks Toyota are in for a wonderful treat tomorrow.
Is that right? What are they doing?
They have rented the New Inlet Princess.
Oh, really?
For a private employee
fishing trip. Man, that'd be fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
Just wish Mother Nature would be a little bit nicer on them.
Oh, yeah?
It's not, yeah.
It's going to be a little sporty, as Patrick likes to say.
As Patrick likes to say, a little bit sporty. Yeah, a little sporty. But I tell you what, rumors have it that after Hugo, which I know this is, you know.
That's going
a lot of people are saying that it's comparable in some regards.
That's what I've heard too from old timers.
Especially inland, there have been a lot of things going on inland, you know, between the rivers, and they had a lot of wind damage.
You're telling me, man. You know, like I said, we were in Virginia visiting our youngin, you know, and the only trouble we had was coming back Sunday evening. We had no idea it was going to be so bad in North Carolina.
Yeah.
I mean, 95, our GPS started just making all kind of racket, telling us 95 was closed and rerouting us. And,
I hope you did not try to get through Lumberton. No, Sunday would have been okay.
It was flooding then.
Right.
And we were north of just north of Lumberton. We were about to get into Lumberton, and they rerouted us, and that road was closed. So the GPS rerouted us again, and that second way it took us was closed. I mean, it was totally underwater, and then finally we picked our way through. We had to come out in Wilmington.
How many hours?
It took us about 10 to do a six-hour drive.
Whew. At least you made it. I had several conversations with people through Facebook that were trying to get back into town and finding roads that were closed.
Yep.
Monday was the day Lumberton really started getting bad.
Yeah, I'm glad we came back because, you know, I was thinking about staying until Monday, since Monday was a holiday and all. I was thinking about staying until Monday. I'm glad I didn't because we would have still been up there.
Well, my good buddy down at Lost Shee, Lucas Williams, says that right now, you know, last year they were flooded out. They had 8 to 10 foot of water inside of the house.
Mm-hmm.
But says that right now he's in pretty good shape. That's a picture of him driving down the road to his house. Look.
Oh, man.
It's
Wow.
It's the SS Massey Ferguson.
Good thing he's a little high out of the water there.
Yeah.
Oof.
But there's neighborhoods right behind us, just off the river here, that are, you know, the water's pushing.
Well, I guess those folks, when they go out on the new Inlet Princess out of Crazy Sister tomorrow,
yep.
I mean, they're going to be going 40 miles out probably. They're doing a bottom trip out there.
They're doing an all-day bottom trip.
Uh-huh.
And Mike Brady was talking to Reese Hare, I think it was, who, you know, was a commercial fisherman and still is, hairdo. And they were talking about the fact after Hugo, they went out commercial fishing and the amount of grouper that they caught.
That's what I was thinking.
Because,
you know,
the bait had spread out.
Uh-huh.
So they congregated on all these ledges, the fish did.
Yeah.
And they wore them out. So these guys could have a good trip tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going back out. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to work tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah, I was going to join them, but, you know, me and New Inlet Princess. If the forecast is for,
I know, man. That boat
I don't know why it is,
you,
dude.
It?
If it's going to be rough, it just doesn't agree with me.
I don't know why.
I don't know why.
And that's a big old boat.
It's a big old boat. But for some reason, I don't know what it is. And I can get out there in anything.
Uh-huh.
But for some reason on that boat, if it's going to get rough, I'm like Seth. Hey, I'm jumping off.
Last second, yeah.
I might get down there in the morning and say hello to everybody, but I'm going to stay here and do some work.
Are they leaving early?
Yeah, they're leaving. I think they're leaving at they're shoving off at 7. So, not too early, but I'm going to save my fishing for Tuesday, I think. The weather looks good. The forecast looks good. And, you know, I've not targeted the Reds once this year.
Me neither. Levi's been all on me about that, too. But
haven't
done it yet.
I think I'm going to go do it with some friends of mine that are coming to town. So, I think we're going to head out there and try it. And, I mean, it's a lot of fun. Don't get me wrong.
It's great.
But, you know, I don't know. I'd rather go catch sheep's head or something to eat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, catching those reds are fun. And I tell you what, everybody's been making a living out of here lately. That's been the fish to catch because I think they're eating anything that hits the water right now.
Yeah. And it's amazing you say that, but I was at Dave's last weekend or weekend before, and we were in there, and it was Saturday after the radio show. I'd run up there to talk to Dave for a little bit. And a guy came in that had gone out red fishing the day before, went right out to the areas along the beach where they're popular down here, you know, Little River, they're catching them around the rocks.
Right.
And he watched a lot of fish get caught, but he didn't have any luck. So he changed up, and he went with some of Big Dave's frozen mullet, cutting them into smaller pieces.
Uh-huh.
And that day he ended up going out and having a good day.
Mm.
But, you know, I've been out there before with Sconyers, and everybody around us was catching fish, and we weren't. We catch a bluefish, fillet it up, throw it out there, bam, start catching.
Yeah, I've had days like that, too, where it seems like some days they only wanted minnow.
You like the bluefish down there, too, don't you?
What's that?
Don't you like to use bluefish?
Oh, yeah, man, that's my saying. Blues catches reds.
Mm-hmm. That's your saying.
Oh, actually.
Let's see. Let me think of some of your other sayings. Hang on.
I got a million of them.
Where there's toadfish,
yeah.
There's fish.
Yeah, there's redfish.
Where there's lizard fish, there's flounder.
That's how I put a positive spin.
Every time you catch a trash fish, you're like, hey,
keeps
well,
me positive.
Be positive. Uh-huh. You know, where there's stingrays, There's redfish.
Yeah, exactly. That's my little psychological.
You are so optimistic about every trash fish.
I try.
I love it.
Got to make a positive out of it, you know.
Well, that last time we were out, good Lord, we were overrun with trash fish at 3 Mile. Remember?
Uh huh.
We were overrun with trash fish.
I took Bobby Marks down to Georgetown. When he called me up and asked me to take him, he never caught a bull red before. He's caught hundreds and hundreds of reds, but he never caught a bull red. He said, man, take me to go catch a bull red. And I was using dead finger mullet, frozen finger mullet. And Bobby was amazed. He's like, man, that's going to work. And I said, watch. Just watch. And sure enough, man, I mean, he was amazed. They wanted that. They loved it. They were all over it.
Well, Mike Brady caught that one on a fiddler crab that day.
Isn't that something, huh?
A bull red on a fiddler crab. They listen, when they're feeding, they'll eat anything.
I agree because, you know, I don't think I've ever caught a bull red, but I've caught a lot of reds on those little old sand fleas.
Right.
They love those things, man.
Well, listen, let's give a shout out on the Crazy Sister Marina Fish Line. If you've been out fishing or going out fishing, what's your plans? Give us a call. Tell us about it. 843-652-3776. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, we would. And we'd also like to hear about the conditions out there as well.
Yeah. I got a small craft advisory just popped up on my phone. So
is that right?
Yeah, but I don't. It doesn't
all look calm here.
You know,
at the,
I think here at the studio
center. Yeah.
I think the northeast winds here at the studio, we can't tell.
Oh, you're right.
For some reason, I think our angle out the window, we don't get to see them. You know, can't get the effects of them. But
evidently not, because it looks just calm out there right now.
Looks nice.
Yeah, but I would like to know about, and not just, you know, I mean, we broadcast our studios located Merle's in it, but we fish everywhere.
Yep.
So I don't care where you're at, man. Georgetown?
No, we want to hear from Little River, Georgetown, anywhere.
Because I've heard and been talking to some other folks that the water's a little bit soupy, a little dirtified.
Yep, which, you know, some of the king mackerel experts, and of course, you know, coming up this weekend is...
Yes, we were going to be talking about that. We've got to talk about that a good bit today, yeah. I think so, because that's a big event.
The Marlin Quay.
This will be this year. It's actually an SKA-sanctioned event.
SKA-sanctioned
event.
Last year,
the first one that they had last year,
yep.
Just their own. That's a great tournament. I had a blast there.
We did, too. Yeah. And I hate your schedule just doesn't allow you to be
Unfortunately,
here.
Unfortunately, this year, yep, that's right. I got to do my duty. Head on down to Florida.
Head to Florida. Mm-hmm. Lucky you.
Yeah, I got to do a fishing trip down there, so I'm looking forward to that.
Well... I'm looking forward to this. Captain Joseph Albrighton is bringing in the ballistic on Wednesday night or Thursday morning, and we're going to pre-fish Thursday and Friday. Me, Jason Burton, and Jay Bache and Joseph.
Oh, man.
And
you guys got some ringers on board.
And then ready for the tournament, you know, which is scheduled for Saturday.
That's a beautiful boat to fish.
Have you seen the video that Chris Lawhon, have you gotten it, where of the mullet swimming in the marina?
I did see that, man. See that? Yeah, they had a few inches of water in the building, didn't they?
God, dude, I tell you, there's so many people that got lucky, and then a lot that didn't. But
I saw their post too later on, and you know, they tell you what, they're another ones. You know, said they got her cleaned up quick, and back in business. You know, I don't even know if they ever went down.
No, these guys. Hey, it's busy season. You know,
I guess you needed a dune buggy to get to it there for a day or two.
You saw my video where I drove down the road. Yeah, that. It was incredible. I couldn't believe that sand. I'm glad I wasn't in my truck.
I know. It looked like that sand was like 4 feet deep.
It was deep. In some areas, it was deep. And
that video going down off the other side of it is like going down a hill.
Yes. And then the people that were gawking, we were working. As
gawkers,
you know.
Huh?
The gawkers that were out there in their little Priuses and such trying to drive through that sand,
man.
Getting stuck.
Yeah, car gets stuck in sand real quick. That's one of the reasons why I didn't. You know, normally during the week I make my rounds. I'm always out and about here and there. I stayed away from it, man. I said, I know it's going to be busy. They're going, folks, you know.
That was the thing.
They don't need me in their way this
week.
Well,
that was the thing. You want to go see it, but you can see it through the news. You can see it through social media. You were getting in the way of tons of trucks out there trying to restore power. People trying to get to their houses. You got houses that were exposed.
That's right.
Know? So it was a pain in the butt. We were getting pretty fired up. We were trying to back our trailers under these houses, and then you'd have, you know, five cars coming, and you couldn't get through. But I tell you, Santee Cooper, all the power companies that have come into town have just worked incredibly long hours.
They have.
Worked very hard to restore as much power as they can. They're working as hard as they can. But, you know, have you seen the picture of the five linemen up to their neck
in
water?
I did see that.
I mean, that to me is...
That's amazing. You know, on our way back from Virginia Sunday, we were passing convoys of bucket trucks, you know, utility
coming down.
Contractors heading here, man. I mean, it was like not just one or two. I mean, it was it was a caravan. I mean, it was lots of them, and I was like, that's a real good thing that they do.
Well, I heard Kentucky sent, I can't remember how many, 50-something trucks down from their power company. You know, every state is pitching in. Tennessee, North Carolina, I know working in my neighborhood was the High Point Power and Electric out of High Point, North Carolina. They were working, working hard, nonstop, saw them up and down the road. But
yeah, those guys work hard, and they do an incredible job. You know, it's going to be interesting. We'll talk about this, I'm sure, throughout the show, is the piers that we unfortunately lost. Basically, we lost one whole pier and most of another. Spring Maid and Surfside took a beating, unfortunately. And those are two landmark piers around here.
I
heard that the Surfside pier, a lot of souvenir hunters out there wanting to make tables and chairs or whatever.
Can I just tell you?
Picnic tables out of this pier.
One of the houses we were working on in Surfside, we had a big piling up under a deck that had shoved up under there, and you could tell it looked like a dock or something, and we walked down there, and you could see the fishing line and rigs
wrapped
around the bottom.
Oh, it was one of those pilings.
So we knew what it was, and I wish I would have gone down there and grabbed a souvenir off of it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. You know, from what I understand, Spring Maid has already said they're rebuilding theirs.
Oh, they are?
And I saw a news release on that. I know. That doesn't surprise me, because they were bought out by Hilton.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah, somebody took it over.
Yeah, they're going to put that pier back.
And the rumor has it Surfside is not.
Surfside may or may not, unfortunately. And I thought that might be the case. Now, they could always do what Pier 14 did years ago. You know, Pier 14 got the end of it knocked off, and they just capped it right there.
Right. Capped it.
So it's a short pier.
Yep. Not much for fishing.
Good for flounder at certain times.
I was going to say, good for flounder. Mm-hmm. Every time I've fished on the pier, I've always fished up around the beach.
That's right. You know, those long piers like Apache and Spring Maid.
Yep.
You know, the people at the end are all them professional king guys. You don't want to get near them anyhow, man.
You don't get around them. You get killed.
I believe it's that time again.
Let's pay some bills.
Yeah, let's do that. Folks, we'll be right back on the Southern Angus Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
Heading out fishing, stop by Big Dave's Bait and Tackle, the official bait shop of the Southern Anglers Radio Show. Big Dave's has everything you need to guarantee you success on the water. Along with your bait, Big Dave's can provide expert advice on the latest fishing trends. There's no need to lie when you can get your bait at Big Dave's Bait and Tackle. Located just a cast from the Merle's Inlet public boat ramp at 49298 Highway 17 Business in Merle's Inlet. Look for Big Dave's Bait and Tackle.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine. America is fishing, it's clear.
Everyone's going coastal. You'll see what we mean. If you fish or boat in America, it's in Coastal Angler Magazine.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy 6 wings, get 6 free. Half price appetizers at the bar. $1 off premium drinks. $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat. Seven Seas Seafood Market.
Mark's Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5 Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7 liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000 pounds. The Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com and come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Sports Radio 100.3 The Team. Can you dig it, sucka? Inshore, offshore, Captain E even hooked up with a marlin one time while under the water. Hey, without fishing stories, it wouldn't be fishing. Let's send it back to the voices of Southern Anglers Radio on Sports Radio 100.3 The Team.
All right, Fish Heads, the really, really big show is back.
That's right. We're broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio presented by Sparks Toyota. And our good buddy, Captain Lee Carver, just texted me and said to watch out for debris, docks and such around the jetties.
Is that right?
Yep. And that he had a great trip 2 days ago, caught black drum, flounder, and reds in the creek. So that's Captain Lee Carver with Low Country Experience Charters.
Yes, I know Lee.
Good buddy of ours and a loyal listener.
A true fish head.
And if you see him, he's not hard to find because of that white boat. That thing is huge.
That thing is huge, man.
That is a monster.
That is a fishing platform.
It's a platform, exactly.
Yeah, it is, man. Exactly. I've seen him all the way back. I mean, like, in Merle's Inn, we're talking about now again, but I've seen him all the way back in the back of that thing with that boat, man.
Oh, it'll run in skinny water.
It will.
And he's like me. He loves to flounder fish at 3 mile.
Oh, does he? Yeah. Well, you've got that down pat, dude.
I don't have it down pat. You know, I worked hard for that one fish for Big Dave's tournament.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You were the Big Dave's monthly winner this past month.
Yes. That's right. Don't forget, if you're going fishing, go over to Big Dave's, sign up.
Make sure you get in.
I know he's looked like he already had 12 people signed up this month.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, despite the weather.
Good payout.
Despite the storm.
I'll tell you what now, Dave, Derek Big Dave's Bait and Tackle, he did a good job getting back into business.
Oh, yeah. He was up the next day.
Yep. He was a very smart man. He's been around a
while.
He took everything out.
Yep.
Very smart man. He took everything out and got it back up and running in no time.
I said, you want me to help you? I was over there. I was like, you want me to help you? And he's like, no, because I'm putting it into boxes and this way. I know where I put it. I know how I can put it right back up on the shelf.
He was funny because I stopped by there and talked to him. I think it was that Monday or I think it was Monday.
Yeah. Monday you were there.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, he was putting things. He said he liked it because it kind of gave him the opportunity to
kind
of arrange the store the way he wanted it too. He said he never kind of really. He said he always wanted to move the hooks over to here, and you know, kind of. He had a better plan for how he wanted to organize the store, but you're not going to do that. You're not going to organize a whole tackle shop, you know. Just you know, but this gave him that opportunity.
Gave him the opportunity.
He said it's going to be funny now when his regulars, like you know, his charter guys, like Sconiers or Jeff Maples,
or
the guys come in, they're used to going straight up to what they want to get, and it's not going to be there.
There you go. Where's it at?
Yeah. So Dave was like, he was laughing about that, like kind of like a prank.
Well, he's been
guys,
so busy, it's hard to take the time to do that when you're nonstop. You know, I mean,
absolutely.
If you've never worked in a bait store, when you've got to go count minnows,
hey, I gotta tell you, man,
talk about rigs,
I gotta tell you about my trip to Stalby's, man.
To where?
Stalby's.
I love that place.
Me too, man.
Don't you?
That's an amazing, amazing bait and tackle shop.
I told you,
man. I was totally impressed, man. Ronald up there, the owner of that joint. I mean, they got that going on. If you live in Conway, folks, or anywhere near there,
exactly.
and you want to check out a good bait store, throw him a bone here.
Yep, it's right on 701, just under the bridge, under the 501 bridge.
Convenient.
It's convenient, and you know, like I said, I think I said it a couple weeks on the radio show. The cool thing about it is, if he doesn't have it, you tell him, he'll have it next week.
Yep, kind of like our Big Dave's.
Yep, kind of like Big Dave.
Big
orders
Dave will
do it
that.
In there. But I tell you, for the bass fishermen around here, you know, if you want to go support local and buy local and get good tips and good advice, that's a great place
it
to
is
go.
Bass Fishing Central, but it also has the saltwater gear.
It does. He does. He's got everything
sells,
you need in
he
there.
He even sells gigs and, you know, you name it. If you want to go fishing, whatever type it is, he's got it. That's an amazing store.
Yep. It's a great store.
It is, man. It is.
I think we're going to work together on some bass tournaments moving forward, get some things going again.
He needs to. And, you know,
kinda
I tell
like
you what,
ladder stuff.
He could stage some tournaments out there because he's got a lot of parking there.
There is, until you try to drive in there and park.
I reckon so, yeah.
I'll tell you. Well, you know, you got a little bar next to it,
it'll
too.
Fill up quick, won't it?
Yeah.
That space, so it looks large, but I guess
you can start
putting some boats
but
and trailers
on there.
But you
notice how he's got the front blocked off?
I do.
For trucks and boats.
It's that big sign right
smart.
There, too.
Yep. So truck, his customers can run in, grab it, because, I mean, every time I've been through there, I've been on the way to Bucksport, which they're getting the bad end of this flood as well. But
we're at Bucksport.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah. But every time when I'm going to fish the bass tournament over there, so I run through and go in and grab, you know, some artificials, buzz baits, whatever I needed. But he's got some great stuff in there, and his prices are unbelievably fair.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievably fair.
Yeah, he's done a good job there, man. I was very pleasant. You told me it was good, but I didn't realize how good.
Yeah,
until I got in there.
And extremely clean. And you know, it's Mr. Stalvey himself, and then he's got I think River Squires is working in there with him, and some other young guys that all fish over there on the river,
uh-huh.
do a lot of fishing. So you know, if you want to get into bass fishing, looking for some good tips, heading out that way, you want.
Yeah, they're very friendly, man.
Very friendly.
Friendly.
Did you stop into the bar?
No.
Huh?
No. No, I was working. I was on business.
I love the idea of a bar in a bait store.
You know where else I went while I was up there?
Where?
The gun store.
Oh, that's right. That's where. Is that where you shoot the machine gun?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they've got like an original Tommy gun there. But yeah, I was making my rounds up that way there, and that was last week before the storm.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was pretty cool. But I said that was two awesome places I got to go to while I was up there in Conway.
You do get to adventure out and visit some of these nice places when we're selling, don't we?
Indeed. Indeed, man. That's one of the things I like about my job, man, is I get to go around and meet people and see things. And, you know, it's cool. It's cool.
You've made a lot of friends through this.
I mean, indeed,
we both have. But
that's why I get phone calls all the time, you know, because people, evidently a lot of folks know that I'm in touch with everybody. I mean, from,
right.
you know, the whole fishing community, you know, all up and down the Grand Strand. So that's why I get a lot of them calls. And that's why we still need folks to call in. You fish heads, man, if you got anything to tell us, fishing report, condition report, definitely want to hear from you. What's that number?
843-652-3776. And if you want to, you can call 843-652-3776.
That's right. Either one works.
Either one. Works great. Give us a call.
I think Remy looking at us like, what are you guys
looking at the phone,
about,
I know.
Man? We got a report from Cap Lee now.
Yep.
So, you know, he said, watch out
we
around the jetties.
Report.
You know, I bet it's like that everywhere. Jetties are like a big net, man. They just scarf up anything, man.
Yeah. And he said no major change on sandbars, too, by the way.
Oh, did he say that?
Yeah, he said no major change that he saw.
That is good because sandbars are such a navigational hazard. As you have known.
Yes, as I have known.
I haven't been stuck on one in a while. I think it's been like 2 years now since Levi and I got stuck down there in North Santee Bay.
Oh, I'm not going to lie. You know, me and Richard last summer were stuck on, was it last summer? Maybe it was last year this time. We were stuck on the one in Oaks Creek.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, I mean, we knew it was there. I put the trolling motor down to get across
Oaks Creek has a lot of sandbars.
Yeah, well, the mouth of it.
The mouth of it. Yeah, and there's that one. We go through the hairpin turn farther on down. That whole left side is a sandbar.
But that's been there forever.
Mm-hmm. We still see people stuck on it.
Ever. Oh, yeah, well.
Now, see, I haven't been stuck myself in Bikini Bottom in 2 years, but every single time I've ever been fishing with Jerry.
Captain Crumb.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I want to give a big shout out to Crumb, Rayburn, and Dan Connolly.
You know, me too. I wanted to mention that myself, man.
These guys got up Tuesday morning. They went Tuesday, chainsaws and everything else, and went to the Merle's Inlet Public Landing.
Which was trashed.
Which was trashed, and nobody was touching it. It's not a priority. Mm-hmm. But for some people, it is a priority.
Dang all right.
So those guys went over and spent the morning working tirelessly, clearing it up. And what a great job they did. They got it back into working order. They even got down and, you know, one of the docks had slipped off the piling at the high tide.
Yeah, uh-huh.
They got that fixed up and everything. They
did
a
great job.
Yeah,
that was a great job. I wish I'd known them guys were doing that. I didn't get a phone call about that one. I'd have been down there helping.
We don't advise you doing this, but in this instance, I think when it's a natural disaster, the DNR and the county overlook, those things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In other words, we had tried to do a cleanup down there with Captain Dan Carey.
I remember that, and that didn't go over so well.
It didn't go over so well.
Yeah.
You know, with just liability was the main thing.
You know, that dock, you know, that's the one we use most.
It's the one we use the most near
where we live, and it's just, you know, that's a matter of convenience. You know, we've been using the Georgetown one a lot lately, but that's got to be one of the most, if not the most, popular boat ramp in Horry County.
Yeah, and it's getting ready to get really popular in the next week or so.
Because
you know what's coming.
At least on the water, anyhow. You know, at least on salt water, anyhow. I know there's some pretty busy ones on the river, too.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you ever been to the one in Socrates underneath the 540 bridge?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
With you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, went there with you. And it was, well, remember, it was slow that day. That was the day we went and fished the Walmart tournament, correct? And, yeah, it was a little bit slow up under there. But, yeah, I tell you, for these guys to go out there and spend the time doing that was awesome. And then my good buddy Dave Dushak, who might be listening, you know, he grabbed 8 of his employees from up in Pennsylvania and hauled butt down here this week to help out some of his neighbors in the neighborhood where his house is.
Dave is a great guy, man. He always works hard with those, the water day that, Tammy.
Yep.
Boger does with the Wounded Warriors.
Yep.
He always volunteers his time and efforts in that. And, yeah, Dave's a good guy, man.
Well, I'll tell you, been very, very, sad that it had to get canceled because of the weather, because I know those guys were looking forward to it. It was supposed to be last Sunday.
Yep. Yep. I've been involved in that thing for a long time. And, I tell you, that's a good feeling, man. I mean, it's a good feeling seeing them guys get to have fun.
Did you get the picture from Rayburn?
Yeah, I did. Our good buddy Rayburn Poston gave us a little fishing report, didn't he?
Yep.
This was from Wednesday.
Looks like some flounders and reds.
You know, he gave us a little bit of detail, but I was wondering, he said he didn't catch fish until he found some clean water spots. I'd like to know how long it took and, you know, were there a lot of clean water spots or were they few and far between kind of thing?
I would say one thing I read in there where he called it on the falling tide.
Falling tide.
I would think that would probably be the best time right now to
probably get
your cleaner water.
Yeah. Did you see the satellite images of all, like Georgetown, Little River, of all the silt debris that's like, you know.
Flooding.
You know, they did that. Remember back last October during that historic flood? They had satellite images, too, of the coast here.
And you could see that water coming out of the river.
Same way here. Same way now. Yeah, it was just gapped up, man.
I got to find that because I want to see it. I want to see where that dirty water is. How far, or clean water, sweet water, as Fred would call it.
Sweet water.
How far out it is running in the ocean. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Me
how
too.
Far out it's viewable by satellite. That would be great because coming into the King Mackerel Tournament, that's going to make a big difference.
That's going to make a huge difference. I'm sure a lot of people will be watching that, but Remy's giving us a signal. Man.
Oh, he's giving me the finger.
He gave us the finger. All right, folks, that means we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back here on the Southern Angus Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
Heading out fishing, stop by Big Dave's Bait and Tackle, the official bait shop of the Southern Anglers Radio Show. Big Dave's has everything you need to guarantee you success on the water. Along with your bait, Big Dave's can provide expert advice on the latest fishing trends. There's no need to lie when you can get your bait at Big Dave's Bait and Tackle. Located just a cast from the Merle's Inlet public boat ramp at 49298 Highway 17 Business in Merle's Inlet. Look for it, Big Dave's Bait and Tackle.
Coastal Angler Magazine, find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine, America is fishing, it's clear. Everyone's going coastal, you'll see what we mean. If you fish or boat in America, it's in Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine, Coastal Angler Magazine. Outdoors here.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat. Seven Seas Seafood Market.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy 6 wings, get 6 free. Half-price appetizers at the bar. $1 off premium drinks. $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet.
Mark's Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5 Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7-liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000
1,000 pounds, the Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com and come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
The Masters Gentlemen's Club, 1901 Mr. Joe White Avenue in Myrtle Beach, home of the Vuca Lounge, our new neighborhood-style pub where it's happy hour every day from 4 to 7. Come in to the Vuca Lounge and enjoy our $3 domestics, $3.50 house vodkas, and $6 happy hour menu, and then walk next door for the finest entertainment on the Grand Strand. The Vuca Lounge and Masters Gentlemen's Club, 1901 Mr. Joe White Avenue in Myrtle Beach.
If it was called catching, we'd all be out of a job. The latest tips to help with your fishing adventure this weekend are coming your way right now on Southern Anglers Radio.
All right, Fishheads. The Really, Really Big Show is back.
That's right. I'm sorry. I'm keyed into the Masters Club television here, but we're broadcasting from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota, where the dealer's always in.
It's nice looking at the Masters Club big screen TV right now, watching the weather forecast on
WPDE.
WPDE.
ABC 15.
ABC 15.
Yeah, ABC
because
15.
All it is big, bright yellow symbols, sun symbols. Huh?
Did you see the pyramid coming down?
I did
down?
See that. I did see that, folks. If you don't know, they're tearing down the old iconic.
The iconic pyramid.
Iconic Hard Rock pyramid down there.
Yep, it's coming down.
Yep, that is a landmark. That's another landmark, man.
It was.
Here.
I remember when it opened, how awesome it was.
I haven't been there in years, though, I have to admit.
I had not either.
Yeah, I used to go there a long time ago, man. You know, that wasn't like a hangout joint or anything, but, you know, I used to go there once in a while.
When I worked at Fridays, we went there a good bit. We kind of had a trade-out deal with them, and we went a lot. We had our employee Christmas party there a couple times.
Uh-huh.
Great little place.
Yeah.
I've got some cool pictures I have to show you where we climbed the side of the pyramid. And stood up on top of the thing.
What in the world?
It wasn't that hard, dude.
No?
You just had to get a good running start and keep running. You could not stop. At any point in time, you could not stop.
I'm sure shoe selection was key. Yeah.
But getting down was not a problem.
Yeah.
All you did was went over and sat on your butt and put your feet up and slide.
Man, I went to put Christmas lights on my house this past year.
Yeah, how'd that go?
And I'm eyeballing my roof, you know? And I'm like, I think I can walk on that.
Oh,
so
God.
I did kind of like you did. I got off the ladder and I took off to get my momentum.
Yep.
To where I needed to be, and dude, I didn't make it. the pitch was too much, man. I had no business even, it was a stupid effort. But yeah. I come sliding right back down, and I can't stop, and I'm just hoping I hit the ladder, because the ladder, there's only like an 8-foot ladder, didn't quite get all the way up, so, you know, I couldn't even see the ladder as I was sliding back down. I was like, please let me hit that ladder, and I did.
I'll tell you what, you know, lawyers make a lot of money, period, but I think over the next couple months, you're going to see a lot of lawyers involved in neighborhood cases where the neighbors are suing the other neighbors about the trees that came down. And this is one of the funniest things we've heard through all the cleanup is, well, that's not my tree. That's his tree off of his house. That's off of his yard.
I bet you're going to get a lot of
who's
you're
responsible?
Probably right, man.
Who's responsible? I mean, if it's your tree that falls in their house, I heard that it is.
It has to be the person who owns the tree. Your car ran into a house, I would think.
I would think.
You own that tree if it's in your yard.
Think.
Yeah, that's what I would think. You know, that'd be like a new type of law.
It should be.
Tree chasers. You're going to be a tree chaser.
Hang on. You got a tree on your house? Hang on. Is it over there?
I can see it every time you see a tree down.
Have you been injured?
There's a card.
Oh, have you seen the new thing on Facebook?
No.
There's a new lawyer in Myrtle Beach, and I'm not mentioning his names. I'm not giving him any free advertising.
Okay.
But
yeah, we try to refrain from free
advertising. No, we're not giving this guy any advertising.
Trust me.
Well, here's the deal. He specifically, you know, like the motorcycle wrecks, like the Anastapula, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Don't scream, call a king.
Uh-huh.
This guy is strictly targeting customers of charters who have been injured on a fishing charter.
Really? I didn't know there was a market for that.
His whole thing is about fishing charters.
Really? I have not seen this,
man. Have
you
been injured on a charter while in the Grand Strand area?
What in the world?
Yes.
Well, you know, that's actually probably, well, it'd make their rates go up, but you know what? All these charter guys are insured.
Yep.
So what he's doing, he's not suing the charter guy specifically.
Yep.
He's going after the insurance company.
That's right.
I think I told you the story about that time my dad and my uncle were in a horrific boat accident.
No.
Up in West Virginia. Yes. My uncle lost his middle finger.
Hush.
Yeah.
Is this a joke?
No. This okay. really happened, man. They were drunk. And
at least the truth comes out.
They were drunk, and it was flood. The river was flood. My dad had a big old cabin cruiser, and he decided to go up river. And this is West Virginia; you can go up river. This river very far. It was like one of the beautiful rivers, rocky, you know.
Yeah.
So it was really only navigable
down the lower end where y'all were.
So they decided to see how far. There was a dam like 20 miles away. They're like, let's go all the way to the dam, you know.
Oh, boy.
And they didn't make it. And it's a boat, anyhow. The boat's. Make a long story short, boat stopped running. My dad told my uncle to throw the anchor because he thought that'd be a good idea, was to stop them because they're going down a river spinning. There's logs and trees in the river and everything. Yeah. So my uncle grabs the rope, throws it overboard, pops his finger right off. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's our...
That's a bonus tip. Yeah, don't throw the anchor by the rope ever. But
yeah.
Anyhow... Because we were talking about this guy that's like specifically targeting injuries on a charter.
Yeah.
My uncle ended up suing my dad's insurance company.
There you go.
He got a big old chunk of change out of that finger. I guess they have going rates for digits, arms, toes.
Oh, they got.
There's a going rate for whatever digit you lose.
Perfect.
Did you know that, Remy?
I did not know that.
Yeah, well, it's true.
A going rate for a digit. What's a finger worth?
He got 10 grand.
There you go. So a leg would probably be 40?
More.
Okay. Well, well, no, here you go. If a finger's 10,
mm-hmm.
1, 2,
3, 4,
50.
I hope my dad's not listening because I'm talking, this was like, man, this was about, I'd say 35 years ago.
Yep.
When this happened, and it still that story still embarrasses my dad.
Oh, boy, it would. Me too.
Uh-huh. They made the front page of the newspaper up there. Big picture on the front, you know, the boat out there, and and the headlines like brothers rescued from river.
Oh,
and yeah, it was ridiculous. And my dad, I think he went around and tried to buy up every newspaper he could just so he could throw it away.
It's a good thing you weren't on the boat. They would have thrown you off the boat and told you to swim, get help.
He would have, man. He would have. But yeah, I wasn't with him that day, fortunately. Usually I would have been. But I wasn't with him that day.
The designated driver.
Yeah, but that's probably the case with that guy, you know. He's not going after the individual. He'll be chasing down. But I don't hear about injuries on charters that much. I wouldn't think there would be a sustainable market in that particular line.
Most of them that I've ever seen have been individuals' fault.
Hooks or something, you know, a little minor thing.
Normally, most of the captains I know of have had hooks in their fingers, and that's because some individual jerks the rod while they're trying to bait it or something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, when it popped up on my feed from Facebook, I guess, you know, Facebook's brains now, they know what you search and what you look at.
Yes,
so
they
pick and choose, you know, where to put advertising. Mm-hmm. So I guess they knew that I was friends with so many charter captains and everything else. So it came up in my news feed.
I don't think I've seen that yet. I probably will at some point in time, but
I don't remember.
And this is a local guy doing that, huh?
Local.
Wow. He won't be very popular.
No, I'm sure a lot of people will be looking to take him on a one-way charter.
I bet you, man.
Yeah, one-way charter.
What happened to him, man? Look back, he wasn't there.
But, you know, talking about the King Mackerel Tournament coming up this week, and I know you're unfortunately not going to be fishing it this year.
No, I would love to because I did last year.
Yep. But you're going to be busy working with your Coastal Angler buddies.
That's exactly right.
And having fun and fishing.
Our annual shindig down there in Melbourne, Florida this year.
Right.
Where Coastal Angler Magazine corporate office is located.
But through my King Mackerel pro friends that fish tournaments and win tournaments and actually know what they're doing, discussing game plans for next weekend, it sounds like deep water is where it's going to be at because of all this dirty water.
Yeah, I wanted to delve into that, man. I want to get into that.
Push them all.
We talk about King Mackerel fishing quite a bit.
Yep.
But I think we should. Now's the time we need to talk about it again, I think.
Little station ID's coming up here.
Yeah, it's coming up real quick.
Make sure everybody knows where we're at.
Our little 15-second thing here. Yeah, I hear the music already. But, yeah, when we get back, this little ID, quick one, we'll talk a little specifics about the tournament and how this weather's going to, like you were just mentioning, how that outflow of sweet water, as our good buddy Fred calls
sweet water,
it, how that's going to affect that big old tournament next week. That's coming up quick, man. That's 1 week away, man. I tell you what, it just seemed like yesterday it was like way on down the road, but it's here now. All right, folks, we're going to get an ID in here real quick. We'll be right back.
Stayed there till they forced us out and took the long way to your house. I can still hear the sound of you saying don't go. When I think about you,
sports leader from Little River to Loras, Conway to Carolina Forest. We are WSEA, Atlantic Beach, Myrtle Beach, Cumulus Broadcasting, Sports Radio 100.3, The Team. Inshore, offshore, Captain E even hooked up with a marlin one time while under the water. Hey, without fishing stories, it wouldn't be fishing. Let's send it back to the voices of Southern Anglers Radio on Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.
There we go. Now you know where we're broadcasting from.
Yep, we're back at the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota, where the dealer's always in. And you know what is funny? All these people will text, but they won't pick the phone up and call us.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about that? Like, dude, my phone starts going bleep, 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 bleep. Pick up the phone and call us on the Crazy Sister Marine Line. We want to talk to you. 843-652-3776.
That's right, folks. We are soliciting input from the fish heads today.
That's right.
We want to know what the conditions are like. We want to know if you're catching fish, how you catch them, all that kind of stuff. Because, like, you know, when you get a major event like what we had this past week, that does kind of, you know, that changes things. You know?
Changes things.
Yep. You might not find the fish the way you were finding them before.
And talking about Sweetwater, you know, another thing I'd love to go give a shot as soon as this water slows down a little bit is to go down and do some shrimping. Because everybody's saying the shrimp are going to be gone. And
that's
I would think that too. But I'd love to go just see. I mean, they're, you know, who knows?
Remember last year that happened. The shrimp were there, and then, of course, we've got that epic rain, and then the shrimp were not there.
And then all the boys with the shrimp boats in the ocean were loving it.
Yeah, that right. It just drove them out there where they like to be.
That's right.
I don't think shrimp have a high tolerance of freshwater. They like a certain degree of salinity.
Salinity.
And they're not like redfish or even flounder or trout. I mean, a lot of our saltwater species, you know, they can tolerate freshwater pretty well, but I don't think shrimp are that one.
Yeah, I don't think you'll see the redfish.
Yeah,
we got
a caller. We got Mike Eady.
Captain Mike.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Doing great, Mike. How about yourself, buddy?
Doing good. Wishing I was fishing, but I'm going to be in the four walls today.
Yeah, for a little while, but you're going this afternoon, right? This evening?
Yeah, I'm going to go up to Oak Island and meet some friends.
Oak Island, that's it. I was talking about that earlier. I couldn't remember what you said, where that was at again.
Yeah, we're going to do a little bit of past the breakers since we couldn't fish last week for that tournament.
You're going to be fishing. Are you going to fish this evening or just fish tomorrow?
This evening.
Oh, good deal. Weather's perfect for it, man. At least temperature-wise.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Called in. I just got to say you want some tips. So I guess a couple of days ago when we went fishing, of course, the water looks like it's worse than coffee. It looks like motor oil.
Oh, man.
But we went a few different places, and we decided just to go as far as we can go back up in the creek and fish our way back out. And when we got back up in there, that's where we found the fish at. They were all pretty skinny. We were using big mullet, but they wouldn't touch it. So we were using smaller mullet and cut mullet, and everything was eating that.
That's a very good tip, man. I tell you what, when it comes to tips, we need all the help we can get, you know.
Yeah, I think the water was so dirty, they weren't feeding so much off of sight. I think they were listening to sound and using their scent, and they were hungry. So, but the fish, it seemed like they were going crazy, and we seen them coming out of the grass, every little ditch. I mean, like belly crawling on the bank.
I love when they do that. It's nice when you can see them. And we saw the pictures from your trip that day. So you
pretty
found them. You did a good job, man. You found them.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
That looked fun. Hey, is that your new boat you were in?
Oh, no. It's my catchman's boat. He's got a Hughes, so.
Oh, okay.
It's always weird to see Mike in a boat.
In a boat. I know. I mean, yeah, I was like, wait a minute. That's a nightmare.
Mike went fishing with, you know, me and Jerry and Mike went fishing that time. That's one time we didn't get stuck on a sandbar with Jerry.
Yeah. Because Mike was on there.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, if anybody knows the backwater is Mike, you're not going to get stuck.
Well, Jerry only gets stuck in Mud Bay, man.
We're talking to Captain Mike Eady. We've had him on the show before, and a well-known kayak guide as well as competitor, and also the editor or the author of Yak Money, right?
Yak Money.
Yak Money in the Coastal Angler Monthly. That's a great article this month, by the way, Mike Eady. I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it. But Mike, the tournament at Oak Island, this is the one you fished last year. You did pretty good in this tournament last year, right?
Yes, sir. fishing the last couple of years, and it's been one of my better tournaments to fish. But last year in the Ocean Division, I placed seventh, and on that weekend in the Inshore Division, I got a third place slam. So
that's right. I thought it was
good.
I knew you had a top three in something.
Mm-hmm.
I knew you had a top three in something. Now,
I think 2 years prior to that, that's the year that I actually won it, first place.
Sweet.
Awesome. You know, you confirmed my suspicion anyhow, because you know, I've been getting calls with people asking me about, you know, what's going to be going on right now with the fishing.
Yeah.
And my main thing I tell them is be patient and to work different spots. You know, fishing is a game of patience anyhow, but I think right now you're going to have to be more patient, and that's what you were kind of saying yourself, Mike. You got to kind of work and look for them. Work and look for them.
Yeah, we just patient and switched the bait up, and actually we ended up catching some little peanut menhaden. And that's what we caught a couple of big flounder on.
I tell you, the flounder love them menhaden, man. That's mm-hmm. those peanut ones, them little ones, they just love them.
Yep. They just don't last as long on the hook.
They don't, but you can catch so many of them.
But
at least
you can catch so many. Good Lord, yeah, you can't get the net in the boat half the time.
Mm-mm. Remember the flounder tournament, the Rotary Club flounder tournament a few years ago?
Yes.
I caught like four catch in a row, caught flounder.
On menhaden.
On
that's
little
right.
Menhaden.
That's right, on the little
fishing
peanut.
Fishing up underneath of Seth's boat.
Peanut bunkers, that's right, you did.
I was casting over to Seth. Seth
right over
his sister
Seth's
was fishing
boat.
Next to us, or a little ways away from us.
Yep.
I was casting almost underneath his boat and yanking flounder out from under it.
Now, Mike, where are you working today if you're in Four Walls?
Oh, man, I'm working up at the Hooters in North Myrtle Beach. We got a big car show up here today. It was supposed to be last weekend. Of course, we couldn't have it, so they put everything back to this week. And it's been a crazy week getting set back up and everything, and with all the events this week. So I'll finish up strong this week, and then that's like my last pretty big event for the year. So expect to see me on the water a lot.
There you go.
Start
and
next week.
We'll go with you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
definitely.
First day I get the chance, I'm going to give you guys a call so we can go.
I'll be ready.
I'm super stoked about it. I was hoping, you know, a couple weeks ago when I was on vacation
right.
over there that we were going to go, and I think Mike's schedule or your schedule
yeah,
was
did
too
not,
busy.
It was not compatible at that moment.
Yeah.
It will be this week.
We may need kayaks to get into some of the neighborhoods around here for the next couple of days. I'm looking, watching some of these neighborhoods that are flooding, and I told Kenny outside during the break, I said, you know, I'm going to offer up my kayaks to anybody that needs them to get to their house or whatever, you know, that doesn't have a boat that they can put in. I'm going to offer up my kayaks because there's going to be some people that need them to get to their houses.
For sure.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah, I've done that quite a few times.
Oh, yeah. Heck, yeah. Well, listen, Mike, hope you have a great trip up to North Carolina. And, hey, listen, look at it like this. At least you don't have Kenny going with you to give you his luck. At least he can't go.
Hey, my luck can be good at times.
No, his luck can be good at times.
Luck is fickle. That's why they call it luck.
Yeah, I heard the last time y'all went fishing, he showed his expertise, but it was at the half shell afterwards.
Oh, yeah. Good times.
I catch really good there. I can catch.
Oh, yeah.
Good deal. All right, Mike. Well, have a great day. Yeah. Thanks so much for calling in.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Okay,
all
see
right,
you, Mike.
Bye-bye.
I knew he would pick the phone up.
Mike told me Mike would pick the phone up. True fisherman, man. Yeah. Well, I talked to him yesterday, and I said he invited me on that trip with him today, but I just, you know, I'm kind of busy at the moment because, you know, the magazine never stops.
By the way,
man.
Yeah, it's end of the month, and by the way, I know what I have to do when I leave here.
I know exactly what you're going to do, man.
I've got to go right by.
It'd be nice to have that. You know, people have gotten to the point where if there's not a speaking English in the magazine, I get hate mail, man.
Well, I'll tell you.
We're speaking English.
I'll get home. I've lost track of time this month.
Mm-hmm.
This, you know, worrying about it up to it, and now dealing with the cleanup and aftermath after it, I've lost track of time.
You and me both, man. I mean, I look at my watch, and I'm like, you know, 15th already? It seems like...
Well, Jay Bates called me yesterday and said, hey, man, we got to get together and figure out this tournament. And I'm like, well, dude, we got a couple weeks. And I'm like...
not anymore.
No, it's next Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we, yeah.
So Jay's going to be fishing with you on the ballistic?
Me, Jay, Jason Burton, Captain Joseph.
Captain Joseph, he's the one you fish the meat fish slam with.
Right, and the King Mackerel tournament last year with.
Yeah.
And then since Buddy Huck's sitting fishing with us, I invited Jason to join us.
Deal there, man.
And then Hutch Holzberg, the owner of Key West Boats, will be here. So.
Nice.
We're gonna have a good time, and it's always a great time on the boat with Hutch. He is so much fun to fish with, and hopefully we can find some fish. We're gonna do some pre-fishing Thursday and Friday. And then hope we can get on, you know, some fish. And no matter how far we have to ride, because that boat will get there, we'll go chase them down. Again, this is the last SKA event of the division for the year. There's a lot of guys that are trying to get points to qualify for nationals, and a lot of guys trying to get points to win, you know, the angler of the year in the division. So we should have, if the weather's good, we're going to have a great, great turnout for the tournament.
I have to give a quick mention to Bobby Marks. He just texted me.
Hey, Bobby.
He's going fishing with our buddy Chris, Chris Osman.
Is he really?
Yeah, on the way right now, listen to the show, he said.
Good deal. Hey, Chris. Hey, Captain Chris. Hey, Bobby. By the way, Chris, he went fishing. I didn't see any pictures. I forgot to look, but he had a charter yesterday, I think, in the afternoon or the day before. He was running a trip.
Yeah. I going to Little River. Going to the Little River thing, man. I tell you what.
They are. Is that where
they're fishing, Little River, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now's the time to go. Remember, this is when I went with Patrick Kelly last year, and
we caught
that monster trout and the flounder. We had the slam and the redfish.
Yep.
Fishing up there with him, of course, I could never drive. I could never get back to where we were because I would be on a sandbar.
Oh, you were inside. You didn't fish.
Well,
the
we
jetties.
Were. No, we mm-hmm. were not at the jetties. We were not in South Carolina.
Yeah.
We were not.
Yeah.
But we were not where I could get back to.
Yeah, you know, I like fishing up there. And after being up there, you know, I've been up there with Captain Mark Dixon, and I got to hang out with Barry Stokes.
Yep.
Hold the camera for him.
Hold the camera for him. The cameraman.
I tell you, I cannot wait to get on Bikini Bottom and head up there and hit some of that skinny water between Little River Inlet and that inlet on up there into North Carolina.
I expected to see Bikini Bottom behind your truck today.
You know, I said that would have been a distinct possibility had it not been for the fact that I've got to go to print here in a few days.
That's
for the next issue of Coastal Angler, so that's going to keep me busy.
Yep.
So
you got to get that done.
So I get that done, maybe I'll take a day off during the week and go.
You're leaving
that's
when?
My plan.
Thursday?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thursday.
Yep. So hopefully I can get a fishing trip in on Wednesday or something.
Are we going to find somebody to replace us next week? Because we're both not going to be here.
Oh, that's right. How are we going to work that, man? We haven't even talked about that yet, man.
Hey, Remy, you're the host of Southern Anglers Radio Show next Saturday.
Can you handle it?
I'll get right on it.
All right. Let's get him some material together.
Yeah.
Read the script.
Yeah, here we
like
go.
As if we have one.
Just run your mouth for 2 hours.
We wouldn't know what to do if we had a script, man. We would stare at it. We wouldn't even say
no,
anything.
No, you do a good job, though. You have your little script right there.
This is just for timing purposes, but a lot of times, you know, I didn't do it today because since we were off last week, you know, I didn't have a lot of detail. Like I said, I haven't been fishing. I've been relying on other people's.
Me too.
It's just like I said, I didn't want to get out there. I didn't want to, like you said, you know, I just didn't want to get out there quite yet. And I'd like to went last week, talked about it, a couple trips there last week, but never did. I was like, I'm going to hang out there and, you know, kind of wait till things clear up a little bit. You know, seeing the pictures of people catching fish, I should have went.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, yesterday and the day before and the day before and the day before, but every time I bent over to pick up a limb, or to bend over to pick up a piece of a cut log, all I kept saying was, God, I can't wait to go fishing.
I know, I've been saying that.
I can't wait to go fishing.
That's like when I talked to Mike Eady yesterday. He hadn't been, before his trip this week, he hadn't been in a while either.
Right.
And he's just like me, man. If I don't get, if I, you know, and you and everybody else that's a fish head out there, you know, if you don't go fishing,
it's hard.
It's like some kind of withdrawal symptoms, man.
it's really like any other sport. You've got to practice.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to be out there. I mean, you know, the generalization of areas to go, you know, you can go catch fish, you know, after you haven't been for a while, but to really get on the good bite, you almost feel you have to be on the water, you know?
Oh, absolutely, man. And, you know, that's why I don't follow. We've talked about this a thousand times. I don't follow chartered captains.
Right.
That's just, to me, that's not good etiquette. But like I said, I will make mental notes as I'm passing by.
Make mental notes. Exactly.
And, because I said, those guys are the ones. That's why they're so good at what they do. They're out there every day, man. They know where the fish are.
I wonder if any of the charter boats are listening. God, I would wish one of them would call in. Here, I'll text somebody and see. There's not going to be many people in the ocean right now. There's not with
you
a small
think?
Craft advisory.
What was the small? That's right. You said small craft advisory earlier.
Yeah, I don't see how in the world that they could be out there with this small craft advisory, but they could be somewhere where they might want to talk.
You never know.
I'll shoot a couple of them a text. There we go. Yeah. Now we can hear from an expert.
Give us a report.
Hear from an expert.
Yes. I wonder what Bobby Marks and Chris are going to run into up in Little River, man. So, you know,
I bet they're going trout fishing.
They're going bull red fishing.
Bull red?
They'll probably hit the jetties, yeah. Yep. But I wonder what it's like up there right now.
Northeast.
Even though, see, Mark Dixon has been fishing, man. Mark Dixon been catching fish.
Oh yeah,
he Captain Smiley been catching fish. So Patrick, yeah, man, they're getting it done.
Those Mike guys, McDonald
like
had
we
some
said,
good
those
trips.
Guys always get it done, man.
Mike McDonald had some great trips right before the storm.
Uh huh.
I saw on his Facebook page, which, you know, social media is just incredible. It's one heck of a way to get things out there,
yes.
Good and bad.
Good and bad.
Good
like,
and bad.
Like the redfish post I was telling you about.
Dude, that redfish post was awesome. It
yeah,
was
we'll
spot
talk about
on.
That more after this break.
It was spot on.
It was spot on, man.
But
came
yeah.
up with that out of my come up. That came out of the noggin too.
We
man.
Can throw that in our tips segment coming
yeah,
up.
That's right. All right, folks, we gotta get a break done here. Let's get that done right now. This is the Southern Niners Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
The Masters Gentlemen's Club, 1901 Mr. Joe White Avenue in Myrtle Beach, home of the Vuca Lounge, our new neighborhood-style pub where it's happy hour every day from 4 to 7. Come in to the Vuca Lounge and enjoy our $3 domestics, $3.50 house vodkas, and $6 happy hour menu, and then walk next door for the finest entertainment on the Grand Strand. The Vuca Lounge and Masters Gentlemen's Club, 1901 Mr. Joe White Avenue in Myrtle Beach.
Heading out fishing, stop by Big Dave's Bait and Tackle, the official bait shop of the Southern Anglers Radio Show. Big Dave's has everything you need to guarantee you success on the water. Along with your bait, Big Dave's can provide expert advice on the latest fishing trends. There's no need to lie when you can get your bait at Big Dave's Bait and Tackle. Located just a cast from the Merle's Inlet public boat ramp at 49298 Highway 17 Business in Merle's Inlet. Look for it, Big Dave's Bait and Tackle.
Coastal Angler Magazine, find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine, America is fishing, it's clear.
Everyone's going coastal, you'll see what we mean. If you fish or boat in America, it's in Coastal Angler Magazine.
Coastal Angler Magazine, Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat. Seven Seas Seafood Market.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour. Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy six wings, get six free. Half-price appetizers at the bar. $1 off premium drinks. $2.75 house liquors. $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet.
Mark's Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5 Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7-liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000 pounds. The Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com and come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
If it was called catching, we'd all be out of a job. The latest tips to help with your fishing adventure this weekend are coming your way right now on Southern Anglers Radio.
All right, fish heads, we are back.
Broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota, where the dealer's always in. And once again, somebody texted you with a fishing report.
Got a fishing report via text from our good buddy, Jerry Cadencio. Captain Crumb himself said he had a marvelous, simply marvelous day of red fishing yesterday.
Well, look at there. I'm not going to mention that. Never mind. Never mind.
That's all he said, though. He didn't give a lot of detail.
Well, of course.
Inlet.
He's a fisherman.
Redfish.
Inlet.
Lots.
Redfish. Inlet. Redfish. Had a good dinner. Yeah. Okay, so yeah. Translates into he caught some redfish and he caught some keepers.
Evidently, because dinner was a word that was a part of the text.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have a good dinner tonight over at Mike Brady's.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, man.
Make it. Since you did buy the fish batter and the tater tots.
I did. I provided fish batter and tater tots for that. Shindig.
You need to come join us.
Indeed, man. Well, I wouldn't miss it, man.
I'll be there with the little peanut. I'm bringing her.
Oh, great.
Mama's got girls' night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Got to have those, man.
It's a perfect night. It's the witches.
We got Jerry. Jerry might
Jerry
be
with us. Jerry did pick up the phone.
Fish Edges, we got Captain Crumb, Jerry Cadenzio on the line. He's probably going to maybe give us a little more detail about that text that he just sent. Jerry, there.
Yeah, I'm here.
What's happening, buddy?
What's happening, boys?
Hey, brother.
Just doing a little radio show, you know?
Yeah. listening in. Ray Barton actually texted me and said you were giving me hell for my crappy radio.
For your crappy radio? Was that all he said?
Yep, that's
okay,
what he
good.
Said.
So you weren't listening to all the other stuff we said.
Yeah,
right?
He didn't hear everything else.
Exactly. I was on my way over to the shop when I did it, but yeah, yesterday was really good inside.
So what was your magic bait, man?
Mullet.
Is that right? That same thing Mike Edie said just a few minutes ago.
Hey, Jerry, do you have any trouble finding any mullet?
No. Actually, we never left the ramp. We had enough for today.
That's awesome.
Love it when that happens.
Yeah, that was the easy part. But we couldn't get out anyway. It was sporty yesterday.
So did you have to look hard for them, or did you find them right off the bat? How was the hunt? How was the chase?
We were right off the bat. As soon as the tide turned, exactly where we knew they were going to be, and it was game on. My charter had they both had a limit.
Beautiful,
awesome.
I think it was 6 foot. I think it was 6 foot 13.
Uh huh. You caught 13 and 6 keepers.
Yeah, we kept 6 and we played catch and release the rest of the day.
Wow,
awesome. Yeah.
And that was a 6 hour day. So
that's good, man. Because keepers are few and far between.
You must be starting to get more patient with the inshore fishing.
Well, yeah.
You heard him say he couldn't get out of the ocean. Jerry loves the ocean, man.
Yeah, I do. I turned the inlet, and it was like, nope.
Yeah.
No, we were planning on going down to you know where and trying for the big reds.
Yep.
Captain Ned did good.
Uh huh.
Not too many people went out. Actually, Shannon went out in the pontoon. He did okay.
Yeah, he always does too. He's one.
Yeah,
of them
that
guys
was crazy though. He was. I mean, you can see him pounding through it.
I've seen him do that before.
I'm like, no way, he's gonna try this.
Yeah.
Well, but everybody else stayed inside.
Surprised. He's got a Key West now, don't he?
Yeah, he's got a Key West.
Uh-huh. Yep. Surprised he didn't take that bad boy out there.
23. Yeah.
He was out there the pontoon. I was like, really? It's crazy.
Hey Jerry, did you try the tip of the jetties at all?
Yeah, we stayed outside on the south side just to get out of the rough water, but it was quiet over that side.
Did you catch the fish there?
It was quiet.
Yeah.
Be honest.
Yeah, it was quiet.
Be honest.
No, I'm serious. the south jetties was dead as a doornail, and then we tried the low rocks, but you couldn't stay put any time soon because it was just blasting over the rocks.
Oh yeah. What's the water quality, man? Did you find nasty water?
Oh, inside's real dark still. Uh-huh. Even Mike said that. Mike Edie said that
he
the
did.
Other day.
Mm-hmm.
He said you couldn't even see what you had on until you got it to the surface.
Ooh.
Yeah, but the redfish were biting. They were hungry. I didn't catch any flounder though. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, that is weird. We were just talking about flounder fishing during the break, right before we got you here on the air.
Yeah, I caught that. I caught that part in the truck. Yeah.
I tell you, I might. I don't know what I'm. God, I might have to go fishing.
I know, man. All this talk about fishing is it's making me want to go so bad.
Well, I'm going to take out Papa C tomorrow after church.
Are you?
Yeah.
Jerry Senior, huh?
Yeah. He wants some filet for the freezer, so.
Good. I like fishing with your dad. He's awesome.
It's a blast. You can come on with us, man.
Man, I might. I might just sneak out for a couple hours.
I'm actually almost game on to go to North to Little River, too.
Yeah. That's where Bobby Marks is heading right now.
Yeah, I'm really curious. I know the big reds are all over. Rayburn saw like 50 or 60 of them caught and all around him.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of them all around him.
I hate that.
Yeah, those fellas up there, man.
Rayburn's listed. I love that.
It's not like here, you know. You'll catch bull reds at the jetties in Merle's Inlet and of course at Georgetown jetties.
Good Lord.
That's a bull red factory. And,
I can't wait. I'm going to try, you know, as I get some more bookings and everything and I'm starting to. So, you know, and it's having fun. Yesterday was a father and son team, so that was even greater because
Nice.
it just, you know, it's just like a flashback of my dad. So
yeah,
well, I was
that
telling,
worked out real well.
I was telling Kenny outside, we were laughing, talking about you, because I knew your patience with inshore fishing had been very short.
Oh, it dwindled quick.
Yeah, and but coming from bass fishing, you know, your mentality is if you're not catching fish, keep moving, keep fishing.
Oh, yeah, I've been gunning and running the inlet now inside as much as I can, and that's I have to give it up to, you know, to Dan Connolly and and Kenny and Levi, you know, just to be more patient with inside. And it's the same thing, yeah, like you said, like just like bass fishing, but you still got to move.
That's right.
I like that inshore fishing.
In one spot.
It's tactical fishing. That's what I call it. You know, it's not like out there in the ocean dragging bait or sinking the bait on the bottom. You know, it's tactical. You gotta work it.
I know. The only thing I haven't figured out yet is the cricket fishing.
The crickets. I'll tell you what.
There's a lot of people that haven't.
I'll keep you posted
out
on that, because I think that might call for some extended experimentation.
Yes, I think.
Yeah, exactly. just a little.
Yeah, that's right.
I tell you, we need to try it. I mean, since I need to go down there with some crickets and take them with
just
me.
Where the
true
heck of
crickets,
man.
And put them
on. See if
just
it can pull a fish.
Just see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like just I said, if nothing else, they're going to mistake them for them little critters that run around on the rocks we were talking about 2 weeks ago.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Which are called what?
Oh, shoot, man. I had that wrote down, but I don't have that. I don't think I have that with me.
I don't know. They're named after false graph.
Named after what?
What?
They're named after the false graph, you know what? Isn't that what they call Chinas?
Oh, yes, China, yes.
You know, this is like code word for, you know what.
Right.
But it's a no-brainer, really.
Hey, Jerry, I didn't ask you the other day when we were talking. Are you fishing in the Marlin Quay King Mackerel?
I haven't been invited to go.
Uh-huh.
It depends on if I have a bigger boat.
Yeah,
we
fished it last year.
Yep.
Yeah. And it was sporty out.
Yeah,
it was
real sporty. We buried the front of Ned's boat several times. When you bury a 31 or 32-foot contender, you know you're in. You know it's sporty.
Yeah, and I missed the meat tournament with you guys in the spring, and I know that was
yes. I wish I would have missed that one.
Yeah, I wish I'd have missed that one too.
That was the worst, most white knuckle ride I have ever had.
Those days are long gone.
Yeah, I said I'll never do it again, because the bad thing was, you know, we talked about that before. We knew it was going to be that like that. We knew it was going to shift at one, and just like clockwork, it did. And I tell you what, I'll never go out again, knowing I'm going to have a bad ride back. Never, never, ever.
Never. Mm-mm. No, but the bird dog most likely will be ready for the spring.
Well, yeah, man, I can't wait for that to happen.
Oh, me neither.
Yeah.
Oh, the big boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the big boy. It's just heartbreaking to see that thing sitting up.
You got that on the lift now, right?
No, yeah, it's up on the stands in Sockestee getting them.
I thought it was still down at Georgetown Landing.
No, I got it towed up. Ronnie towed it up for me from Georgetown Landing to Sockestee over at Hague Marine.
I gotcha. Yeah.
So it's a work in progress again.
Extensive repairs and refitting, huh?
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah,
you're in the shipyards. That's what it is. You're in the yards.
In the yard.
In the yard, man.
In the yard.
I'm up on the hill indefinitely.
Well, that's a good thing. That's why it's a good thing to have two boats. So
yeah,
when one's going to be in the shop.
Way, but,
Kenny just shook his head. Yeah.
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 I had two boats for longer than I wanted to. When I bought Bikini Bottom 1, that was the name of my John boat, too.
Yep. You couldn't get rid of it.
Took me a little while to sell it.
Yep.
I took it to your old buddies, your old friend over there at Inlet Boat Brokers, who finally sold it.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I wonder how they're doing.
Me too.
Really quick. Uh-huh. Yeah, they're pretty fast at it though. They can move a boat.
They got a lot.
They
of
were
money.
Good.
You know, the main reason I did it, because I don't know. I guess we've all probably sold a boat at least more than once. But I tell you what, you get folks come over. Oh yeah, man. You know, I took people for rides in that boat, and I finally had to quit doing that. I was like,
really?
I'm not taking you for a ride anymore. You know, they go for a ride and they say, all right, and leave. You know, I'll be like, you know, yeah.
Wow.
For now, I'll just start it in my driveway.
You know what? Do a compression check.
Exactly.
Take it for a ride.
Uh-huh.
That's all you need.
That's
if you
it.
Want to take it, you know.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I had to quit. I think I only took like five people for rides. And
I mean, especially when you're talking about a John boat. It's not like we're talking about, you know, a 40-foot sport fisher. That's a little different.
That's right.
You know? I want to make sure the refrigerators work. I want to make, you know. But, yeah, it's a John boat. Go get the compression check done. And then
you don't need a
take it for a ride.
That's it, man. That's it.
They were just using you.
I think so for a day.
Fishing trip.
Well, I noticed because I brought a cooler with beer and, you know, fishing pole. I'm like, hey, dude, this is just a test ride, man. You know, we're not day tripping here now.
Yeah. Might as well just charge them for a charter.
Yeah, really. But that's why I ended up taking it to the boat broker, because I got tired of people calling. I got tired of showing it. You know, I probably had 50 people look at it, none of them pulled the trigger.
What was it? 2 weeks ago, I went dove hunting, and you were sitting at Big Dave's. Your boat was still under the weather,
uh-huh.
And you were at Big Dave's. I said, dude, just go down to the ramp and ask somebody to go fishing with them.
Yep. I had my ignition switch went bad, man.
All you need to do is tell them who you are. Mm-hmm. They would have definitely taken
you. You know, and I told that story. I did that for some folks one time. I went to the you'll love this, Jerry. I went to the boat ramp, and I was by myself because I used to fish all the time by myself before you came along, and Levi and Angus always was on, you know, doing his thing. But so I was always fishing by myself a lot back then, and got to the boat ramp, and there's a couple. They were from Ohio, standing there with fishing poles, and they saw me launch by myself, and they say, "Hey, man, can we go with you?" I said, "Hop on,
heck yeah,
come on." Yeah, yep. So I took a fish.
Been there
that,
a lot.
Yeah, that's what I was about ready to do. That was week before last, wasn't it?
Yep, mm-hmm. Week before last.
I was ready to go stand on the dock with my thumb out.
Yeah, it's like hitchhiking for a fishing trip.
Because mm-hmm. Everybody was doing something that day. I think Levi was out.
They were fishing the tournament.
Yeah,
y'all were
fishing. All right, that's right. Well,
oh, okay.
So yeah. I had nobody to go with that day.
Yep.
So I was about ready to go down there and stand on dock, or just go ahead and get on somebody's boat and not even say anything. That'd be a good one, wouldn't it?
Yep.
That's very cool. Very cool.
Hey, Jerry,
cool.
We got to get ready to take a break.
All right, buddy,
thanks
you.
For calling us, man.
Hey, no problem. I just wanted to thank you for the shout-out for cleaning up the ramp.
Yeah, man, that was a good job, man. We all appreciate that.
Yeah but all the lumber's still there.
Oh, and it will
Every
be.
Every bit of it.
Yeah. And it will be.
Yep.
Every bit of it.
But at least it's usable.
Indeed.
Oh, no doubt.
A lot
no
of people
doubt.
Will be appreciating
yeah.
it.
Yep.
Yeah, they are. I mean, I can't believe how many texts and thank yous I've gotten.
And you deserve every one of them.
That's
a good job.
And, those are some big old trees, man.
Indeed they were, man. All right, Jerry.
All right, guys.
We'll see you, buddy.
Take care, Captain Crumb. All right, take care.
All right, folks, we're going to take our break now. We're going to pay some bills. We'll be right back here on the Southern Anglers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
The Masters Gentlemen's Club, 1901 Mr. Joe White Avenue in Myrtle Beach, home of the Vuca Lounge, our new neighborhood-style pub where it's happy hour every day from 4 to 7. Come in to the Vuca Lounge and enjoy our $3 domestics, $3.50 house vodkas, and $6 happy hour menu, and then walk next door for the finest entertainment on the Grand Strand. The Vuca Lounge and Masters Gentlemen's Club, 1901 Mr. Joe White Avenue in Myrtle Beach.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Murrells Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy 6 wings, get 6 free. Half price appetizers at the bar, $1 off premium drinks, $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Murrells Inlet.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat, Seven Seas Seafood Market.
Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine. America is fishing, it's clear. Everyone's going coastal. What we mean if you fish or boat in America, it's in Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Heading out fishing, stop by Big Dave's Bait and Tackle, the official bait shop of the Southern Anglers Radio Show. Big Dave's has everything you need to guarantee you success on the water. Along with your bait, Big Dave's can provide expert advice on the latest fishing trends. There's no need to lie when you can get your bait at Big Dave's Bait and Tackle. Located just a cast from the Murrells Inlet public boat ramp at 49298 Highway 17 Business in Murrells Inlet. Look for it, Big Dave's Bait and Tackle.
Listen to the sound of children playing. Young stroke plays well with others too, especially diabetes, hypertension, smoking, and obesity. Each of these medical conditions may increase the risk of stroke among young adults. Don't play with stroke. If you have any of these conditions, take your prescribed medications, exercise daily, and eat well for yourself and for those you love. Young Stroke is a nonprofit organization. Learn more at youngstroke.org.
The day you don't need sports in your life is the day you don't need air. We eat, breathe, and sleep it right along with you. And we're the ones you come to celebrate with and to vent your frustrations with your teams. You can count on us, the sports station, and your friend.
Sports Radio 100.3, The Team. Inshore, offshore, Captain E even hooked up with a marlin one time while under the water. Hey, without fishing stories, it wouldn't be fishing. Let's send it back to the voices of Southern Anglers Radio on Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.
All right, fishes, the really, really big show is back.
That's right. We're broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota, where the dealer's always in, and we're watching the Masters Club big screen television there. Watching some football, a high school football game, and the rain was...
Was that Portland, Oregon?
Yeah, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
It was
getting, they got hammered out there, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they took a big rain. I think they're still getting hit by it. Yeah, weather's wacky, isn't it?
Well, Oregon, does it ever not rain there?
Yeah, that's true, man. Oregon, Seattle area.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Why they say they lead the nation in suicides. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
I do know that.
Dang.
I read that somewhere. Because it's always cloudy and gloomy and puts people into a depressive
Depressed.
Funk.
Yep. Yeah. But it's a beautiful area. I've been there. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. Beautiful out there.
I've never been there. I've been all over California, Northern California. So I've been all, and I'll tell you what, Northern California is a beautiful place.
Now, when do you start your new job with the fisheries? You mentioned that.
My first meeting with the advisory panel that I have been appointed to is November 2nd.
November 2nd.
And 3rd.
That's a weekdays.
Yeah, it's a Monday and a Tuesday.
They always meet on weekdays, right?
Probably.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
good.
And I'm fortunate because my first meeting is only in Charleston. I get to drive to it. Next one could be in Florida, and I have to fly to it or make a long drive to it. But, yeah, that's our first one, and I've already got the agenda, what we're going to be discussing. Maybe we'll talk about that, you know, when I get back.
Yeah.
A little bit. But
now, you'll be able to talk about this stuff.
Oh, absolutely. The advisory panel that I have been appointed to, as you know, with the South Atlantic Fisheries Management Council is the information and education.
How to get the words out.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'll be doing. So, of course, they'll probably be expecting me to talk about it as much as I can.
Yeah, you should tell
me. I do that a lot, as you know. You know, I mean, I'll write my editorial in Coastal Angler Magazine this month was about fisheries management and how it relates to those recreational types.
You should tell them that it would be great to advertise in Southern Anglers Radio Show and in Coastal Angler Magazine.
All right. Spend lots of money. I tell you what, that's the one thing.
Here we go.
That's the one thing about the South Atlantic, all the fishermen, because there's eight of them, all the management councils that the federal government created, you know, as part of the Magnuson-Stevens Act. They have significant budgets, but it still falls way short of what they need
to do. Yep.
Their job, like, to the maximum, I don't know if there's such a thing in fisheries management as maximum effectiveness.
No. I think for them to be effective to the max, Magnuson-Stevens Act needs some changes.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody agrees with that, don't you?
Probably.
Yeah.
Here and there.
It needs to be revamped in some areas.
I tell you what, that is a long, long document.
God is sick. I saw it while I was the whole entire thing while we were down at that citizen science workshop, and that thing is.
They dive into a lot of minute details on all kinds of little things that you would never even think about.
Nope. And those guys have to sit there and make these incredible decisions based on every little thing. And that's why, you know, they piss off a crowd and then. The crowd doesn't understand, like, blah, 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 you're making it, you know, they don't realize that they're held accountable by so many different levels through that Magnuson-Stevens Act, and,
That's a fact.
If they have to make a change, they have to make a change.
That's why I always say, that's a thankless job, because no matter how good a job they do, it's impossible for them to make everybody happy.
Happy, that's right.
It's just not going to happen. There's going to be some disappointed folks out there no matter what they do.
Their main goal is to make the fish happy.
But I tell you, I'm hoping that they open up that red snapper, man.
Yeah, to some degree,
Limited red snapper season for recreational guys is what they're looking at.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that they do that. Because I tell you what, I said, they're out there. Everybody knows that. If you've been bottom fishing, you're going to catch a red snapper.
Yeah, well, that's the rumor that I'm hearing. I haven't been bottom fishing enough.
I haven't been since March with Captain Dan.
I love hearing that. Like, I love hearing that from all these guys. They're like, we couldn't get away from Red Snapper. I'm like, God.
Yeah, we caught a couple of them that day, and a couple of the couple that we caught were pretty
good ones.
Big. Yeah.
That's the thing. Most of the times, the ones you hear about, it's not like you caught a 17, 18 incher. It's a, you know, 12, 20, 15, pounder, 16
man.
Pounder.
Yeah. Yep. And, yeah, when you see that, you know, and I tell you what, that's a heartbreaker to have to throw the fish away to begin with, to have to release it, because, you know, it is like one of the best tasting fish that swims. And then you see it go belly up no matter how much you try to vent it, you know. So that's one of the reasons why, like I said, we've talked about that before, too. That's one of the reasons why they're going to open it up to a limited recreational season, because the post-release mortality rate is so high, I might as well let them keep a few.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That definitely. We need an opportunity to keep a couple. That's,
yep.
I think so.
Which is a good call. That's a good call.
Instead of releasing these dead fish. You know?
Indeed.
I'll tell you what, if you're a deer hunter out there, I've got to tell you something. First off, I think it's today or tomorrow, the Waccamaw watershed area, including, I don't have the breakdown on it, but it's going to be closing for, 10, 14 days because of the water. It's pushed all the deer out.
I saw that. And the DNR posted that.
Yeah, to give them a fighting chance. But this is the only area. Remember last year they shut it down everywhere.
Florence everywhere, the County, whole state, I think so,
it
wasn't
was
it?
Everywhere. Mm-hmm. It was shut down for extensive amount of time.
Yeah.
But today's the last day you could hunt in this area. But rut has started. I'm just saying this for any deer hunters out there. Rut has started. They're seeing the deer, the bucks, chasing the does already. Fighting, all the typical signs of rut. So don't count out hunting during the day. Don't count out a midday hunt. I'm telling you, this time of the year, you can find some of the best deer during the day sitting out and hanging out. I thought about going today, but, man, you know, with all
that was going to be my next question. When are you going to get out there?
I thought about going today and sitting, but you know what? Mama's got to go get her toes done
get ready for the ladies'
car
night.
Cleaned.
Yeah.
So I guess I might take the peanut and do something. We're going to do something. So I don't know. We might go fishing. I have no idea.
Yeah, I tell you, it's about that time to get out there, man. Like I said, I'd be out there. You know, I might go with Jerry tomorrow. You never know. But yeah, it might be time to get out there and at least do a little survey, man. A little take a ride around and check things out.
Well, first thing I'm going to do is go home and write my article.
Yeah, we need to get that done. Uh-huh. Got to get some speaking English.
Yeah, I'm going to go get that finished up and then decide whether I'm going to put the boat in and go fishing or not. But
yeah, it is a beautiful day out there, folks. I hope everybody gets to go out and enjoy. You know, after what we've been through, we need a little R&R now.
I'll tell you what, when you think back to what 1 week ago today, right now, what was going on, yes, exactly. What an incredible week. But we have been so fortunate Mother Nature has not dumped any rain on us.
No.
And nor do we see any in the foreseeable future. Looks like, possibly next weekend, I think. Looks like, I mean, it's 30% chance, but still.
That's pretty standard any day of the year around here.
But praise the Lord, because a lot of these people are left roofless, dealing with a lot, and any extra rain would have been horrific.
It would have added to the damage and the hardship.
You know, the Bassmaster's been working hard this week, too.
Yeah, that's what he was telling me yesterday.
He's been working hard,
too. Tell me the Bassmaster. He had to take a powder on us today and couldn't make it in.
He's hurting. You saw him last night. He was not feeling well.
He was not, man.
But, you know, he has been working on a lot of beach houses. The one beach house that we cleaned up over there, I can't tell you how many loads of sand we had to remove. And you can't just go put it back on the beach. That's what people don't understand.
No.
You've got to go put it in those piles at those exits so it gets, sifted.
Sifted.
And everything else. So, but man, I'll tell you what, it's the power again of that water. It just, if you want to see it, go on the beach and walk down the beach and look behind these houses.
Yeah.
Just incredible. Or, like I said, go to Dogwood, ride down Dogwood, and look at all the stuff that was pushed over there.
I'll tell you, some of the videos I watched while I was in Virginia, man. I was watching.
I'd get up at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. It was killing you not being here.
Pop open my phone, man, and just start watching live coverage and things that was going on down here. It was amazing.
I'm going to tell you, some people were nuts going out and doing live video and that stuff.
I know.
And I'm typically I'll get out and do that. But some guys, I mean, you know, when that center came across us, when the eye wall passed us, you know, it did calm down tremendously. And I think everybody got this false sense of security and started getting out. And when the back door boogity, when the back door boogity started, that's when everything
the
bad started happening.
The 1-2 punch.
It was unbelievable.
Mm, here comes number two.
The backside was ridiculous. You had everything blowing in one direction for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then all of a sudden it whipped around and came back, and I felt
with
like
a vengeance
it was stronger.
Evidently.
Yep. That's when trees started snapping. Mm-hmm. That's when the bad stuff started happening. And people were saying, grown men were telling me how scared they were.
Yeah,
that,
I heard it from old timers too, man.
The back door boogity started.
Rode all of them out down here, you know. And they said, this one is right up there with anyone they've seen.
Yep.
For a level one, it was a no joke experience. Well, evidently, I said I wasn't here. I missed it. And I'm glad I did. You know, I don't want to say I missed it. I'm glad I missed it.
Yeah. Well, you watching it on TV and everything, you feel helpless not being
indeed.
Here.
Indeed.
But it was.
I was worried the whole time. But you know,
I was worried.
Yeah. I was hoping to, you know, nothing happened to our house. It's like that's what everybody's worries are. But like I said, our neighbor was kind enough to continuously send us videos and pictures. And Levi came out to our house Sunday morning, did a walk around, and he sent us a picture of the siding that had come off on one side of our house. And he said, that's all I could find, man. You're good.
That's
I was like,
good.
All right.
That's good.
All right.
Well, hopefully we don't have another one this year. Knock on wood. Golly. Yeah. But that's just, you know, within a year, we have the Great Flood and this. Within a couple days. One year and a couple days. Right there together. Not been really good for those people.
Not
on
real
the river.
Friendly. But not hey, at least evidently the fish are friendly right now, folks.
The fish are friendly.
You know,
go fishing.
Like Captain Crumb said, you know, he went out there and took home a few yesterday, had a good day. You got, you know,
hey,
beautiful day. Go out there and get them, man.
Hey, if you want to do something easy, Big Dave just got in bloodworms.
He did.
Yep. And I can tell you the spots are here. If they're not, they're going to be here any
day
now.
I've seen reports on the spots being here too, but there was a couple. I think they were those ones from a few weeks back that were, yep. I think they were, what do you call those? A hoax?
Oh.
Those ones from.
Yes.
I don't know. That was a while, but maybe a month ago, wasn't it?
Oh, okay. Yes.
Remember those?
Yes,
yeah,
I remember.
People
those.
Like, I ain't catching any of that. Remember, yep. our good buddy James called us. Said there was no
trout.
No spots. No nothing.
Yeah. No spots. That spot thing was a joke.
I think it was.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah, but it worked. Did you see the responses on that?
You got that right.
Because you know what? A lot of us dread it because of the traffic and crowd and everything else. But, man, it makes a lot of people's year.
It does.
That's their time to come fishing, and I love it. I mean, like I told you, I did it last year. I went, and I know you're dreading our fishing club tournament.
I am.
Because we're going to do it. Spot tournament, baby.
I have never been spot fishing.
Well, it's fun.
I've caught it with bycatches just accidentally.
Just take a sabiki rig out there. Put it on the end of the rod.
That's what everybody keeps saying. But I've just never been able to bring myself to target a fish that size, you know, on purpose. I catch a lot of them like
that, bigger
on,
than that.
On accident. But oh, we're getting the finger again.
That's funny. All right.
Remy's giving us a signal.
I'm looking at your size of spots.
Yeah, that size. That right?
They're bigger than that.
Yeah. All right, folks. We're going to take our final break, come back and close this thing out. We'll be right back on the Southern Angler's Radio Show on 100.3 The Team.
The Masters Gentlemen's Club, 1901 Mr. Joe White Avenue in Myrtle Beach, home of the Vuca Lounge, our new neighborhood-style pub where it's happy hour every day from 4 to 7. Come in to the Vuca Lounge and enjoy our $3 domestics, $3.50 house vodkas, and $6 happy hour menu, and then walk next door for the finest entertainment on the Grand Strand. The Vuca Lounge and Masters Gentlemen's Club, 1901 Mr. Joe White Avenue in Myrtle Beach.
Heading out fishing, stop by Big Dave's Bait and Tackle, the official bait shop of the Southern Anglers Radio Show. Big Dave's has everything you need to guarantee you success on the water. Along with your bait, Big Dave's can provide expert advice on the latest fishing trends. There's no need to lie when you can get your bait at Big Dave's Bait and Tackle. Located just a cast from the Merle's Inlet public boat ramp at 49298 Highway 17 Business in Merle's Inlet. Look for it, Big Dave's Bait and Tackle.
Coastal Angler Magazine, find your outdoors here. Coastal Angler Magazine, America is fishing, it's clear.
Everyone's going coastal, you'll see what we mean. If you fish or boat in America, it's in Coastal Angler Magazine.
Coastal Angler Magazine, Coastal Angler Magazine. Find your outdoors here.
Support your local fishermen by visiting Seven Seas Seafood Market. They provide some of the Grand Strand's finest restaurants with triggerfish, tilefish, lobster tails, and clams. Open every day but Christmas. Don't miss out on their great deals. From their boat to your throat. Seven Seas Seafood Market.
Looking for a great happy hour? You'll find it on The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet. On The Half Shell puts the happy in happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 till 7 p.m. Buy six wings, get six free. Half price appetizers at the bar. $1 off premium drinks. $2.75 house liquors, $2.25 domestics. On The Half Shell, 4500 Highway 17 Bypass in Merle's Inlet.
Mark's Toyota is your Tundra and Tacoma headquarters. And that's not just a slogan. Come see for yourself. Sparks Toyota has a huge selection of Tundras and Tacomas. You don't have to shop all around town for that specific model. We have every model, every trim level, every color. The Tundra SR, SR5 Limited Platinum, and the TRD Pro, all in stock and on sale. The Tundra has all the power you need to take your toys just about anywhere. The Tundra comes standard with 5.7-liter V8 engine and can haul more than 2,000 pounds and tow over 10,000 pounds. The Toyota Tacoma can make your weekend endless. Dirt bikes, side-by-sides, whatever you've got, the Tacoma's got the power to bring them along with a tow package of up to 6,800 pounds. Plus, the Tacoma was awarded highest resale value by Kelley Blue Book. Shop all our Tacomas and Tundras right now at SparksToyota.com and come truck it on over to Sparks Toyota, where the dealer is always in.
Inshore, offshore, Captain E even hooked up with a marlin one time while under the water. Hey, without fishing stories, it wouldn't be fishing. Let's send it back to the voices of Southern Anglers Radio on Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.
All right, fishheads, we are back.
That's right, broadcasting live from the Toyota Tundra Studio, presented by Sparks Toyota. And I'll tell you what, we might be having the Plounder Pounder himself giving us a little shout out.
Is he out on the water today?
He's on the water right now. Since it's a little windy, he's worried that we won't be able to hear him, but he's going to try and call in real quick for this last segment.
Get a quick report from the Flounder Pounder, Jason Burton himself.
Yep, and Mike Brady started laughing at your never been spot fishing comment.
Yeah, and or, that's a proud streak of not spot fishing I got
Let me do my Mike Brady impression real quick.
Ha, 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 ha. That's him right there.
You know, you got to get that big laugh.
That's a good imitation of Mike Brady's laugh.
He's got a big laugh for a big fella, you know?
He does, man. He does.
He's going to have you out there spot fishing, and you're going to love it.
No, I'm not going to love it. Believe me, I don't think it's not going to be like, ooh, I'll be rubbing my hands waiting for spot season or something, man. I can't see me doing that.
You're going to swing over to the other team. You watch.
Never.
You're coming over. You're gonna,
never.
Dude, I'm telling you, on light tackle, it's a blast.
I've always heard that, man. I heard they taste great and all that stuff, man.
I don't know. The guys last night were talking about it. They don't.
Really?
Yeah, some of them say they
heard,
don't really
I've only
like
heard very few mixed, people say they didn't like them, but most people say they're like awesome.
They must freeze well, because if you're taking home a 100 and plus every time you come down, you really can't eat them all at once.
Could you imagine how many of those fish you could eat? They're like bite size.
Oh, some of them are. I'm telling you, I caught some nice ones. You know, Big Dave won the tournament last year with like almost a 1-pounder.
Really?
That's nice size.
Man. Wow, had to have help lifting that thing in the boat or what?
I love it.
Hey, we got to mention now. We got to mention.
Yeah, we got to talk about Rayburn's tournament. We had it. You know, Rayburn made the move. Obviously, last week was not going to be very fish friendly. So Rayburn did make the move, and we have rescheduled the Salt fundraiser, the Flounder fundraiser. It's rescheduled for November 5th in Merle's Inlet.
That's the only thing that changes the date. You can still register at Merle's Inlet Outpost. Merle's Inlet Outpost. Everything is the same, but the date.
$40 for adults and $20 for students. A great time. We'll be fishing it, right? Weather permitting.
And the Salt League kicks off the week before that.
The Salt League
That's the first one for the season, right?
That's right. They had to move.
Salt season.
Yeah, they moved the tournament from this week because,
obvious reasons. Yes.
Safety of the participants and everything else.
Indeed. That's October 29th.
Yeah.
So, down there on the sand pit, right there at the, Carroll Campbell Complex.
Yep. Good place to have it. I tell you what. so many people. I mean, I speak because I live in Georgetown County, so I've got to speak for my county. But first off, the governor, who I'm not a major fan of, did an unbelievable job with the evacuation decisions, with all that. Her and her team were on time and did everything.
I couldn't agree more. I had other people say, oh, man, she was jumping. I do not think she was jumping the gun.
I love the fact that everybody who said she was jumping the gun when it came Friday were like, okay, maybe this wasn't.
When she made her press conference, her first one that Tuesday last week,
yep.
Dude, that storm was scary, and we were in the crosshairs at that day, at that time. She did the right thing.
I'm going to tell you who the coolest, one of the coolest things I've seen throughout the whole deal was her interpreter.
Oh, you know, I couldn't agree with that more either. Jason, that guy, I found myself watching him and not even listening to the governor.
I have become friends with him on Facebook, and he even himself is posting now about how much of a celebrity.
He is a celebrity.
Noticed he is. And he was at the Gamecock game last Sunday, and he posted a collage of all the people that took pictures with him. He was incredible.
He tells a story with his facial expression and his body language and his signing,
apparently is a part of the American Sign Language. That's part of it. The facial expression carries over with it. But, you know, he is deaf. He is completely deaf himself.
Which blows my mind,
too. He was interpreting from an interpreter who was, you know, immediately responding to him, telling him. It was just awesome.
That was awesome, man.
It is one of the feel-good moments because apparently the certified American Sign Language interpreters like this, it's dwindling down, the numbers that are actually certified. And so
my sister-in-law is.
Really?
Yeah, she's actually got – she does she's done it for, like, in court before. She's, like, on a list that they use of people that, you know, someone, a deaf person, you know, runs afoul of the law.
Right.
You know.
Well, he really – and I went on to read the South Carolina Commission for Deaf and Blind or Hearing Impaired. Okay, Jason, let's get him on.
Hey, we do got Captain Jason the Flounder Pounder. Captain Jason, you there?
Yeah, man, what's going on?
Not much, man. We can hear you. I'm hearing
you. We can hear you good, buddy.
Oh, not much. We out here in the back creeks doing a little fishing. The wind's too bad.
I heard it now, just now. It sounded right. But it's still clear, man. We're in good shape, man.
Good deal, yeah. Yeah, we just started fishing about an hour ago, looking for some bait and getting the day started.
There you go, man. You might have a good day, according to some of the reports we've already gotten today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. We fished yesterday in that crazy wind, and man, it was one of my probably favorite days I had in the inlet. We caught literally every species but speckled trout, so it was pretty fun.
That's a good day.
That's a good thing to hear, buddy.
Yeah,
because I haven't tried in the inlet since the hurricane. You know, you just never know what the hurricane's going to do. And we came out here, I mean, we literally caught black drum, redfish, and flounder pretty much all day.
They was hungry.
It was awesome.
Well,
that's awesome, dude.
That is
all right. So, what's the water look like to you right now? Is it through these tides that these guys have fished the last couple of days? Has it gotten a little bit lighter? Or is it still dark cocoa?
No. I think it's a lot better. Yesterday I fished and it kind of looked like the Sandpit River.
Yep.
Definitely had a lot of freshwater copper color to it. And today it looks more like normal Merle's Inlet water. So it is dead high tide, so it's a lot clearer now than it will be at low tide. But for the most part, I mean it. Conditions look pretty favorable.
That's the one thing good about fishing Merle's Inlet is it's such a small inlet. It's got no freshwater source to it. It's purely driven by the tide. It's like flushing a toilet, man. You only have to flush it a couple times. Even, you know, like even if you get a floater, you know, it'll clear out after a few flushes. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of water being exchanged in Merle's Inlet. So
yeah,
it don't take long.
I mean, it's definitely nice. I mean, I feel bad for those guys in Georgetown with all the bad flooding that's going on. They're going to have, you know, water clarity issues for months to come, you know.
Yeah, they're used to it down there, though.
Hey, how was finding bait? Of course, you just answered the question. It's dead high tide. How tough was it?
Bait's pretty tough. Right now, we have a little bit of bait left over from yesterday. The point where we left was actually dead high tide. There's a full moon tonight, so the tide is extremely high. We did check some boat ramps, and we're unsuccessful at catching a ton of bait, but we got enough to get started. We're kind of waiting on the tide to fall out, and I believe it'll be a lot easier after that.
Hey, Captain Jason, we're going to kick you off here because we're about ready to get kicked off the air ourselves.
Hey, buddy. I might see you on the water here in a little bit. I'll give you a shout.
All right, guys. Y'all take it easy.
Thank you, Jason.
All right, folks. Hey, we got to get out of here. On behalf of Remy, the producer, my esteemed colleague and co-host, Captain E. English Glover, I'm Kenny Moore, and this has been the Southern Anglers Radio Show on 100.3 The Team. To the Southern Anglers Radio Show, sponsored by Ken Business Concepts.
Coastal Carolina and the Carolina Panthers. This is WSEA, Atlantic Beach, Myrtle Beach. Cumulus Broadcasting, Sports Radio 100.3, The Team.